Sorry about that. Hi, welcome. Hit the like button. I didn't want to do a... I did almost 4 hours last night. I didn't want to do it today. You know, people accuse me of being grifty and greedy. I'm not trying to... Like, people are just throwing money at the show. I'm not... I'll take a day off. I don't need your attention. We don't have a goal. And if we did, Jesus Christ, it was way back there. What does Kevin Brennan say? I've made my knot. I've made my knot. Corndiff said 2 in 1 day. I don't know what's real anymore. No, this is the first one today. This is the first one today. You fucking idiot. Anyway, I got a weird one 2 hours ago. Tanned ghost loves Aristotle but hates onions on his McDonald's cheeseburger. Ask his mom. Tanned ghost. Hold on, is this anonymous? Is this the guy who tweeted me? Is that the anonymous who's been giving money? Tanned ghost loves Aristotle, but hates onion. I don't know what that means. This is getting too weird. 16 hours ago, there was a super chat that I missed. Thank you, Slim Failey. I don't know why, maybe because I'm stoned to the bone, but I thought of someone walking a horse in the background is hilarious. I don't remember what this was about, but I do appreciate your eagerness to participate in the show. Is Kevin doing a show? I didn't think he was doing a show because I checked and I was like, oh, Kevin's not doing a show. There's nothing on his page. I'm refreshing his channel page. There's nothing on the live. There's nothing on the homepage. Upcoming. Is he doing a show? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know anymore. Hit the like button. I can't keep up with everybody's schedule. And by the way, Kevin's just the laziest fucking podcaster there is now. He'll be fine because he's like a person, you know, cult personality. But like, it really is like he comes, it's almost like he saves eating for the podcast. Just a lazy fuck. It, like, I'm going to come in here and eat. Lunch, I save my lunch till I podcast, because all I'm going to do is watch clips, and I'm not good enough to like offer any sort of poignant commentary. I'm kind of an out of it old fuck, you know. Pretty much, I imagine his wife just has to change his diaper and wipe his mouth. Remember that episode of Seinfeld where Elaine's dating the way older man? And then he has, like, a stroke, and she has to feed him. Yankee bean, I like my Yankee bean. She can't break up with him now because he's so fucking old, but, like, you know what I mean? It's just the laziest show now. But anyway, is he doing a show? Can somebody email me the link? I don't see it on his channel. Does he have a new secret channel? Does he have a way of blocking me? That might be a thing now. Because somebody said Bauer had made all his videos members only. But I'm a member. I'm a $4.99 a month member of Bauer. And I can't see that carne asada wing video. For the life of me. Hold on. Somebody just sent it, I think. I got to give it up to Discord now. They have like rich text links. Okay, here it is. He is doing a program. Why isn't this on his channel at all? What a weird fuck. What a weird fuck. Anyway, hit the like button. I'm doing it. Probably a shorter show today. I'm so behind on everything because I just got fucked yesterday. And, and then I might go out tonight and meet with this Haley from the Pretty Antisocial podcast. She's in town for a convention. And it'll be great to meet up with her and get from her what I'm not getting from my wife. if you know what I mean. Steel toe gossip. Okay. So anyway. No, they're Haley and Jackie from the Pretty Antisocial podcast. I guess there's a conference or something, and she's speaking at it. But we're trying to get them set up on Super Tip because they're really getting into Steel Toe and his delusions and how he treats women. And boy, oh boy, what a good time, too, because apparently the slam piece just left Steel Toe, Aaron. So that's pretty good, huh? Huh? Is Haley the blonde? I don't even know. I mean, really, guys. She's married. I mean, can we grow up? I'm no doubt we'll hit it off and giggle and laugh about Steel Toe. But that's it. Come on, fellas. Get real. Are they both blonde? I don't know. You guys are being weird. This is how you identify women? The blonde? I know Jackie said she's also from Tampa, which is cool. I don't even know where they're from. I don't even know where these girls are at. I haven't really stalked them to that level yet, but we'll get into it. I think they'll be great. I think more women need to do podcasts. Little Lemmy could start her own podcast about Steel Toe. They're definitely need Slam Piece. Do you know how popular Slam Piece, now that she's left Aaron and she's been with him twice? What if she was just a fucking troll using him with her pussy? What if that? You know, I mean, imagine the podcast Slam Piece could come out with now that she's left him for the second time. Oh, my God. And how long will it be? We should do over under on how long it will be before Aaron mentions a new woman and how this one, guys, you don't understand. You ever meet a woman where it makes you think like all the women you've met before up until this one didn't even get it? I believe that was before mid-April. What a dumb answer to that question. The answer to the question of, you said you were never going to get married again, why are you marrying April, is a lot of people say emotional shit when they're mad. The dick wants what the dick wants. Huh? You know how easy it is to just fuck? Just fuck. What are you doing? He had to lock that down. He's like, if I don't make April cry, she'll never make my babies supper and clean them up. Oh, wait, she's already doing that. Remember mid-proposal? She was like, I'm cleaning the babies up after supper. This bitch is dipping babies in the sink. You don't need to put a ring on it. You don't need to put a ring on it. You have a live-in nanny that you can fuck and no wife in the way. What an idiot. Lock this down. Lock this woman down who's doing all your chores. Oh, no, we're getting a call. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. I just wanted to make you laugh, I guess, maybe. Kevin was pissed yesterday because Gino's like going up against him now. He starts like around his time.
Oh, good. Now I'm even more. Every day I'm learning something about right. Gino. He's not doing Steel Toe anymore, and he's going against Kevin. I'm in.
Right. Well, Gino's on live right now, so I'm sure Kevin's flipping out.
Well, no. How many viewers does Gino have?
150 viewers. Nobody, but whatever. It's just funny.
I mean, these guys. All right. Thank you. These guys are making big moves. I was watching. I don't know what anybody's doing. Do what you want to do, man. Do what you want to do. I'm done. I'm done giving free podcast advice to people. Everyone, plow your own field. Good luck. What do I know? I've only been doing it since before iTunes was doing it. Since before iTunes isn't even a thing anymore. I don't know why I use that as a reference. But you all know. Anyway, I have 125 viewers, somebody's saying, and Gino has 50. Look, if Gino has 50, he's doing great. And again, I don't know what's going on with the compound censored merger. It's not really a merger. It's not really a merger. Anthony Cumia said, how much will you pay me for all my subscribers? And guess what? You know, I mean, half of those are going to drop straight up. Straight up, 50% of those are out. Out the dough. Immediately. Not even because they don't like Compound or it's not worth signing up for Compound. There's an intersection of people who will not like Gavin, who like Anthony. There's an intersection of people who just like won't think it's worth it anymore because they grew accustomed to the people. There's a lot of people who are mad that Garrett and Steve were let go. But I definitely think, like, whatever the deal was with Gino and Chrissy, the fact that it's come out now that there was no contract and they're negotiating either a flat rate or per subscriber that they bring in, it's like any business person with worth their weight in salt can take a look at everything and go, these guys don't have a big fan base. There's no... Even if it's 300, okay? I mean, what are you saying is watching them now? 50? Hold on. Gino has 125? I thought you said I had 125. What do I have? I don't even fucking know. How do you work this computer? Oh, 385. Okay. Anyway, whatever. Whatever it is. However it works. I don't know how it works. The point is... You'd be better off just doing your show every day for your 50 people. Look, I started YouTube in 2021. This is a true story. I was just telling somebody this the other day. This is wild. That some of our recent shows are surpassing our audio downloads on the podcast stream. And we have a big audio download audience. I don't know why. I don't get it. Anymore, like now that there's a daily show on video, because you know the whole format of the show kind of changed once I was doing Steel Toe. I, you know, for a while we were trying to do like the Steel Toe stuff and NLO, and I was just like, this is becoming the same. At a certain point, your show's just whatever the fuck you're doing right now. So, you know, that's when we kind of like dropped show numbers and started using dates and stuff, but. I feel like you should just do, when we lost Ustream, we went to Twitch. Twitch started being very cunty about political correct shit, and we started getting little warnings and whatever their strike equivalents are. And then we moved to YouTube, and I did shows for 50 people on YouTube for a fucking year before Steel Toe. So you just got to find something that works and you build your audience. Like, look, will a lot of the audience leave if I stop doing Steel Toe? Probably. Will a lot of them stay? Probably. No matter what I do. So it's just, you know, you got to find people who like you and dig what you do. A lot of people hate me. Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. So you're talking about Steel Toe, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, right, cool. Well, I bought a pair of Doc Martens the other day. They're steel-toed. They're quite nice, actually. Steel-toe all the way, every time I'm working and that. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Cool.
So what are you actually talking on here about? Like, what can I say? What have you got any... I don't know. I just joined. I just started watching.
Nah, man, we just do this. We do whatever you want to do.
Whatever I want to do, oh, don't tempt me. Man, I don't know. I'm in a WhatsApp chat. I don't actually know what to say. I don't even know what this is.
Me neither, man. You and me both, brother.
Yeah, what can we do to stop mass immigration? That's a very good topic, actually. Yeah, what can we do to stop mass immigration?
In your country or mine?
Your country or mine? In everybody's country.
Well, no, because we have different options
in everybody,
here.
Around the world.
We have different options here, you know.
Well, what I'm thinking is we take, like, a bunch of bricks, right? We take a bunch of bricks, like the world's supply of bricks, and, you know, build 500 feet walls around everybody's country, okay? About just all of them, all right? So when you look at the Earth from space and you look down, you just see walls everywhere, right? And every wall has a key card with some gates, and only people from the country can enter, you know? Like, it'd be amazing.
This is such a fucking British solution. What if you take those bricks and just bash anyone who tries to get in?
Well, that would be illegal, sir.
Okay, we're going to let you go because you don't think violent enough to like this program. Thank you. I know you thought you were being controversial. No. Use the bricks. Fuck.
Get off, you fat fucking bald hunchback fuck.
Play it again.
Mom, where the fuck is my beer? Why don't you take the fucking hat off, you fat fucking bald hunchback fuck? Mom, where the fuck is my beer?
Yeah, I did see that clip where Stuttering John made his mother, his poor sweet mama, bring that beer upstairs. Oh, God. That's rough. Don't make your mom do that stuff. Hello. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, I heard that topic about how you stop mass immigration and what you said. Yeah, man, we need to bash their fucking brains out, right?
Jesus Christ, dude, that's violent. I would never say that.
No, we need to smash their heads in, and then fucking cut their dicks off and shove them up their asses, right?
Whoa! You can't do that. That's transgenderism.
Don't give a fuck. Yeah, no, fuck it. Just cut their dicks off and shove them up their ass, right? They're just illegal.
That's involuntary transgenderism. You can't do that.
We should just send drones to their countries and bomb the shit out of them.
We already do that.
To come over here, right?
We do that all the time.
Well, no, I mean all of them. Yeah. And a lot more bombs. We need more bombs and bigger bombs.
Oh, okay.
We need to bring back the fucking bomb, right?
I'm sorry, did you say inward bombs or bigger bombs?
Bigger.
Jesus Christ. We can't say that. Yeah, don't get me canceled.
I'm not trying to ruin your stream, man.
Yeah,
let's not ruin your stream.
We're trying to put out practical ideas. Don't get us canceled. Okay, I guess this guy's done. Thank you for calling in. Great bit. Great stuff. I feel like I should turn off the phones while we're ahead. Hey, when's Kevin going to start? You know, why? Oh, no. Hello?
Just the Jews, nigga.
Whoa, we can't say that. Good thing your voice is so distorted. That's rude. Hello? Hello.
Hey, Patrick. Kevin told me to tell you thanks for the flowers that you sent him after his surgery. Really appreciated that.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
MLC's been killing it, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, did he get the reference? Two lips? Like it was like a kiss.
Yeah, that was nice. You're a funny guy.
Yeah, MLC's on right now, actually. I don't want to miss a minute. Kevin works so hard. I don't want to miss a minute of his comedy.
I got it set up on my iPad. I got you going and him going at the same time.
What do you think he's
going
to be eating today? What do you think he's going to be snacking on?
Crackers. He's a cracker guy. He likes the crackers.
He is a cracker.
We should do a bet on what he eats today. I should put that up.
He eats other stuff besides his wife's not a cracker. He eats that. Come on.
Too far, man.
Ooga booga bunga. Okay, anyway. Kevin's wife. We're talking about Kevin's wife. Oh, shit.
Back up. Put it in reverse, Terry. Oh, Lord. What you doing, Terry? Oh, Lord.
Who's going to be mad? T.O. Hank, everybody. T.O. Hank. Old school friend of the program. Oh, boy. MLC is trash. All right, we're going to be cutting off calls because this will never stop. These guys will never stop with these calls. Hello?
Hey, what's up? I haven't watched MLC in like 2 months. Kevin can still eat solid food?
I don't know. I think since the thing on his lip healed, yeah, he's allowed to...
Hey, it's Thacker. Hey, I had a thought, and I don't know if I'm doing your pet. I'm kind of doing your pet peeve. I don't know if you've covered this or not, but has anybody ever tried to reach out to that DJ that replaced Aaron when he got fired that he was going after? Has anybody ever tried to like contact her?
Heather?
Yeah,
that would actually be. I wonder if you practically approached it. You know.
I, if anybody could do it at that, I think, it, I mean, I'm not, people are going to call me a ball washer, but if anybody could do it fairly, because I just watched your that interview with that Dan Nanneman guy or whatever that dude's name is. That was like amazing. Good job on that.
I'd love to just pick her brain about, you know, how it played out on her end and, you know, if she ever thinks about him and looks him up and laughs about what's happening to his career.
Oh, she's got to. I mean, I still obviously keep up with losers I used to work with, so
Jesus Christ, like Chad Zumach.
Exactly. And hey, Chad, if you're listening, Joe Howard is in Tampa right now for the next week. He might be looking for you to catch up. I don't know, so I'm out. Bye
Chad's one. All right, we're gonna turn the phones off. We'll end with a good one with a guy who knows how to punch out. He goes before you want him to go. That's what you want to be as a guest. That's what you want to be. You want to be the guy who leaves before you're asked to leave. That's a fact. That's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, today's executive producer is, Brian Kowalczyk. Brian Kowalczyk. Am I saying it right? Brian Kowalczyk. Brian Kowalczyk? Either way, that guy, he's a guy, and we are doing it. MLC is on. We're tuned in. We're dropping out. I can't wait to see the energy Kevin brings to the big show today. I'm sure it'll match the theme music. Hype, 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 hype!
Holy shit, why am I screen so small today?
Oh, I guess not.
Adam!
Adam's here!
Adam! Anyway, it don't matter.
Oh, that'd be
anyway,
great.
Anyway, we're doing it.
Imagine if Adam was really there.
I can't
there.
Even believe what's happening out there. Can you? Can you? Can you?
Oh, he's going to snipe Gino.
The fuck? Why is my screen so small?
You wouldn't dare.
Adam.
I'll rip you apart, old man.
It's a community event, dude.
Your daily reminder, and we're about to see what they won.
Can he afford
anyway,
a mic?
This is Gino's show. I don't know who he's on.
Can Gino afford a mic? Why does it sound like he's...
He has 134 people watching.
Not bad. You have 300.
108 watching.
Well, because you started.
Gino has 108 watching.
I mean, I'm going to lose people. People are going to leave me to go to you.
Our country is shitty as, and I've done this countless times, Dalton. Every day you wake up, and you're like this, because it's very alt-right. It's very religious. I've been praying Psalm 9.
Why can't he get a mic?
What is it?
Gino needs somebody to, like, handle him.
But if you think our country is fucked up,
This is In Hot Water Now. In Hot Water Now has become his YouTube show, which was dog shit. This is In Hot Water. Well, where are all the Compound fans? Where are all the In Hot Water fans? Where are they? Why won't you let somebody help?
All right, so...
I'm against winning the maximum rewards.
Let me tell you...
Oh, God, it hurts.
That I'm going to try and make bigger. Hold on. I'm going to rewind it for one click just so you can see it.
Gino has 117 watching.
Who cares? What are you, JNC Stat Daddy? Like, why? No one tracks the numbers more than you. No one.
I think Gavin's going to be impressed with these numbers.
It's so insane. How come he never reports my $1,000 super tip?
107 live. Gino the King. You know how he was all like last week? He was all like, you know, you guys are gonna land on your feet with Garrett and Steve.
But I can't play the list of honorees.
Hey, everybody. I'll
read it at the end of the show. I don't know why it won't play. It's so insane.
Oh, he's getting around. He's getting around. He's trying to build up his numbers. I got it. Is that Kiki in the background? She's there to support her boy who has Ray DeVito numbers. Ray DeVito numbers.
That's Kiki in the corner.
Hopefully.
That's Keek in the spotlight, losing her subscribers.
Sorry.
Trying to keep up views, but we don't know where we are going. Oh, compound or censored much. They never paid me much. I thought that I heard you chatting.
And it dawned on me, you know, hey, the guys need a little content. Now Anthony's not on till 4:30. Hot water is still not really anywhere. Still, you know, looking for its place. Still.
And you know Keek's in the background watching NLO. Hi, Keek. Hi, Keek. Send me the link. Send me the fucking link.
So why not just fucking do what everyone does on a lazy hot Tuesday. Take phone calls and get drunk.
Oh,
I mean,
wow,
I have not
boy.
Really, in my defense, have not really had whiskey. Have not really had a good, proper whiskey, probably since I got hammered with Dalton the other day.
It's like his ideas for a show are like, drink, right? Drink.
A bit.
Thank God for hats, Big Sauce. Thank you.
Fucking just...
Drew Fish left the show not long after Stuttering John had him on. Fish? Not long after Steel Toe had him on, huh?
Gino. So Gino's alternative now solution is to get drunk. Isn't he do that? Doesn't he do that?
I already said that, old man. Keep up.
Scrambling. He's like, I gotta turn to the whiskey. Didn't he turn to whiskey?
He hated clip shows.
Panicking. Is she getting new pictures done?
What's behind that robe on the wall? A door? Like Boss Man Jack's house? I ripped a hole in the wall, so I have to cover it. That's where I abused Kiki.
Maybe he'll stop by. And look, if you're fucking home or at work or whatever.
If you're somewhere on Earth or wherever.
Rip a few shots. But before I do that.
If you're at home or at work. Or on the sidewalk, or homeless, or in your car, or stuck in traffic, like, or whatever.
Time to kill.
This is what an alcoholic says. You can drink, like, anywhere, dude.
It's amazing. Let me tell you. Okay. Let me tell you, those chinks can fucking do.
I told you Kiki was watching. She went to move the, robe.
Texting Adam. I think my screen is fine.
Just kidding. Of course, this isn't. You guys know it's not. Okay.
Really see it. Don't drink. Don't smoke.
We'll wait, Kevin.
What do you do?
I love his instinct to pause the video while he doesn't talk.
Ski.
He's like, hold on. I got to look something up. Let me pause the video.
Well, Gino, you're doing it.
I need to use my phone. Time to pause the video.
Gino's screen is fine.
Do anything. I mean, I got this for fucking under $200. Show them, baby.
1, 2, and 3.
Wow.
Look at that.
I love how I spotted the robe, though, and knew that was weird. And I, boy.
He's got a studio. He's talking to...
Every basic bitch podcaster orders one of these LED... neon signs. They're the cheapest thing you can buy, and every podcaster gets one.
Fucking thing to come down. I mean, and I don't know if you can.
Gino
even
has
that.
No income.
I mean, that is.
Kiki has one. Gino has. Every podcaster, you know, Kino Casino has them.
While watching a show, just like when he does Gratcast.
It's just the easiest sign to get for your podcast. It's like, what can I do? I'm lazy.
Thing. 100 people watching. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Obnoxious. Hold on. We got to. That is obnoxious.
You did? I don't have a neon. I've never had a neon sign in my life.
Get the studio jeans. Jeans, it's you're back at the studio. Why is my screen so small, Adam?
No. Oh, boy. What the fuck? You're on, Kev. You're live. Hey, Kevin, you're on.
What?
Take your time, buddy. You're barely doing it anymore. This is real time, dog. Go. What are you looking at? You struggling? Say anything, a word. Mumble. Say what?
What the fuck?
Yeah, perfect. That's great, Kevin. They let him know you're still alive. Blink for us. Blink, Kevin. Kevin, can you blink? Thank you. Thank you. And they want you to say a syllable if you can. Or just a word. Kevin, they're getting mad. Can you just say a word? The sponsors.
Still sucks, but at least I didn't lose it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
great.
It's incredible.
Okay, he's back.
Don't hit the like button. I'm done. I'm just having a good time. I'm just having a good time. I'm just having a good time.
I might not even know. I might not even be. I might not even be. I didn't say on today.
I didn't say I want to praise you like I do. Baby, I didn't say you were wrong. In fact, I think I said you were right.
Is this part of the new In Hot Water? Kiki argues from the kitchen?
Yeah, I said you were right.
Let's do our favorite segment. Kiki in the kitchen. Kiki in the kitchen. Getting pretty mad. Kiki in the kitchen. Kiki in the kitchen. Making Gino sad. He ain't got compound. He ain't in the studio. He ain't popular no more. It's Kiki in the kitchen. Kiki in the kitchen. Gino is opening drawers.
Going to be sitting there with 100 people watching. Go over, Gino.
Up, like he's eating. Kevin's eating.
I'll stop watching when he gets his first super chat.
She's standing in her backyard thinking of her. Well, Courtney Brooks,
Kevin's eating.
Hold on. We're getting a call.
I like that we taught him how to use a mug, though. That was cool.
You're the first caller today. You going to have a drink with me? What's up? Go for Gino.
What's up, Gino? It's Chris.
Chris.
This is how the thing works now. Look at his pixel.
Chris, you're calling from work. When it comes up, Simon Paston, why would I know it's you?
He has a pink pixel phone. Gino has a rose gold pixel phone.
That I have the same problem when I turn on the one I have at my house on my camera. When that thing is on, you can't read it.
Yeah, I mean, how bad is this sign in the background? It's like Tony Mazur. They don't test anything. They don't try anything. They don't understand. The reason this looks good is because it's people make fun of it being dark. That's what a studio is. You have to control all the light in the room. You have to control all the. It's not a studio if there's a window in the background, the sun's going down, your neon signs flashing on and off. It goes from blur, your autofocus cameras constantly just blurring it in and out. No, it's great. It's great, Gino. And if you could just be gray, that'd be perfect.
Different errands. They both said bye.
So bright that you can't read the lettering out unless it's off.
Well, I'll tell you, buddy, studio. I just put it in.
Love it.
I just love
the new studio.
Watch, I'm going to put
Don't
it
hit the like button.
This is the new studio, he calls it.
That's please. I already made my nut for the week.
I've got it set perfectly. It's an adverb. See, if you were like Mr. Faversham and yelled perfect, I would have taken it. Mr. Faversham. I love it.
Does Gino know that half of your shot isn't supposed to be headroom? You're not supposed to just like your head stops in the middle of the shot. Like this is how the headroom is like that. Yeah, that's enough. It's enough for a human. No, Gino wants it. His head stops about here and then just space above. Nah, it looks good. I've seen shows.
That's a really special thing that's got to be saved someplace.
Yeah, it's going to wind up someplace. I don't even know if
Gas Digital?
Gavin's putting it up. I don't know. Like, I'm still talking with him about stuff, but I don't know. I don't worry about it, but I have it, you know, and it's
the universe provides a place for In Hot Water archives, Gino. That's a factual fact.
On the servers, but yeah, that's 1,200. And I'll say 1,291 episodes of gold because you got the 44 In Hot Water Football shows, which are
great stuff. Now,
speaking of In Hot Water,
these crackers are making me thirsty. My colorful wife is making me yams and Creole stew. Ooga booga. Hachi machi. Get out of my butthole. Yeah.
I take bread and wine. And the demon farts and giggles at my letting God out of my mouth. Anonymous woman at the anonymous altar.
Yes, I've been hearing...
So she's in the back yelling. You can't hear her at all.
I've been hearing a lot of feedback.
By the way, I'm doing the commentary on Gino's show that Kevin should be doing, but Kevin might as well not be here.
Yo, Tank, how are you, buddy? Happy birthday.
Imagine we just see your wife walking around in the background.
What the hell is going on?
We don't know, Kevin. It's your show, honey.
Don't drink, don't smoke.
It's what your do you do? Show, oh, honey.
It's just one of those days.
Take two.
Ugh.
I'm new at this. Forgive me.
Hey, buddy, always... Wow, MGD. Wow.
Vito and Chad.
I'm so mad at MGD right now.
Are low down the totem pole. Now I'm going after the king, King Cumia, and his prized possession, Gino Bisconte. Gino's doing the show from his house, got no studio, got no income, 100 people watching.
I haven't watched him LC in forever. I don't know what he does. I wanted to see.
He was gay. And now he's like, Garen and Steve, are you guys going to do my show every day? And they're like, nope. We're going to do our own show every day. Garen and Steve already have a Patreon about 35 hundo. I've been snooping around. I've been doing my... I should send Garrett the
link. Oh, wow.
3,500 already.
Wow.
Patreon for the month.
There you go. Just giving you guys some content before Ant comes on and talks about fucking important things.
Look at him still kissing up to Andy. Andy, the serious guy. Remember yesterday he was talking about...
Okay, anyway, that's Kevin Brennan's program. I know everybody would rather watch The Toe. I know they'd rather watch The Toe, so that's what I'll give you. Oh, hold on. There is a little more Gino we do have to watch real quick just as a palate cleanser. Here we go.
That Gino is not the man that I thought he was. So, after all this bullshit... him sea of lies. I'm done with this guy. I will never forgive him, but I want to confront him and cause as much pain as he has caused to me.
I'm really sorry about that.
Shut up your mouth.
Okay, how do you feel?
Awesome and happy. And especially because you're going to the island.
Let's do it. I want to take you somewhere really that's going to knock your socks off.
I want to take you somewhere that's really, it's going to knock your socks off.
Imagine this fella. Hello.
Let's do it. I want to take you somewhere really that's going to knock your socks off.
That's what I want. That's the Gino that I want. But what I really want, I want you to set on fire all the stupid things you have in your house, and I'll be 100% happy.
Set on fire. Watch when she tries to kiss him, how he like leans away and is not into it. He's like,
What's the purpose for that?
Because you still have that in your house. All this... decoration from your ex-wife. Talking about his exes just make me think about all the stuff that he has in his house related to his ex-wife, and I don't like it. On your walls, I don't want the stupid, awful colors. Who's gonna combine red and baby blue? What was she thinking?
Those are actually two of the most popular colors.
Hey, MGD, go back to your daddy. You can't say fuck Fatty Patty over there and then be watching this. Go watch your man. I'm going to burn this bitch.
The colors look good, and I believe that's my opinion, but
I'm sorry. What a slob.
I don't know.
Who picked the colors?
It was kind of like a combination between us.
And you want me to be there just sitting and having breakfast looking at those colors, and it's like, oh, this is so lovely. I deserve to pick up the goddamn colors, because in a few days I have your more than she did in 7 years.
In a few days, I have sucked your dick more than she did in years.
You don't need to say bad things like
I'm not saying.
You don't need to say dirty stuff. Now. You don't need to say naughty, dirty. Come on now. We don't have to say pee-pee in the mouth. Oof.
Years.
You want a nasty bitch like this.
You don't need to say bad things like
I'm not saying colors, because in a few days I have your more than she did in 7 years.
You don't need to say bad things like
I'm not saying anything bad. Isn't it real? You told me that.
You told me that.
Yeah, just
yeah, but that's private stuff.
You know, you don't have to say nasty stuff like that.
Why do you defend her so much?
She's making good points.
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying there's no reason to talk bad about her.
You're her lawyer or what? Are you still f***ing her?
Are you still fucking her?
Tell me the truth.
No.
No. I'm not fucking anyone.
This is the same f***ing you know. You just call that bitch, stay with her. Got me sick. So was this.
He always looks like he got out of prison and had to buy whatever the convenience store had to wear. You know what I mean? He's always dressed like a police sketch of himself.
And it's always
it's like no one dresses like this.
The same. You always make me look crazy.
I never said.
Yes, you do. You're always defending that goddamn and you're comparing me to her all the time. I'm sad, you know. I'm very sad. You live in the past. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, Gino. Your house full of it. Your life full of it.
I've been hurt before profoundly, and because of that, I feel very vulnerable when it comes to relationships.
Okay, this is a new fight. I only do one fight a day. It's so good. It's so good. I thought you'd enjoy it. Let's see what Kevin's doing. He's literally doing nothing. You're on. He's unpaused. Kevin, you're on. This is his show now.
All right, we're doing it.
What the fuck is MLC anymore?
Sorry, Gino.
Imagine protecting this. Imagine defending this. Fuck you. Fuck you, MGD. I love it. What a loser.
It don't matter. We're killing it.
This is the best show. This is some of the best show. What will they do with the Steel Toe Compound Archive? Who gets custody of those gems? Hit the like button. Who gets to keep all the Steel Toe compound shows. Good morning and welcome. It's steel toe. I see. I love that chair. What is start the show like a faggot for 300, Alex? Holy shit. Holy shit. Good morning, everybody. Now, see, I love that chair. Whoa. I got to hear this tough show again. Good morning and welcome. It's steel toe. I love that chair. Thanks. I use it because I'm actually laying down. This is my bed / casket. And this way, when I die, my daughter's been trained to just close it and push it into the sea.
I could say that I love the American flag background, and I do.
What is going on this program?
Not saying I don't. I'm saying that the chair tends to be controversial to some.
Remember when Johnny was giving Aaron lighting advice? Look at Johnny. Holy shit. What are you, one of the ghosts from the Haunted Mansion?
And I don't find it controversial. I like the chair. It reminds me of Will Smith getting up and dragging a giant table over and taking an alien test.
Ah, remember when Will Smith took the alien test?
Yep, everybody gets that movie from this one. Yeah, it's a fun chair. I had a busy weekend. I didn't have time to roll it in. But
oh, what a day. How are you? Are you tired?
A little.
I had a busy weekend. I didn't have time to roll it in. From where? Texarkana? From roll it in? From over there? Like what? Yeah, sorry. I was going to use this chair yesterday, but we didn't have time to roll it in.
Well, but I'm good. We're going to have a great day.
It's going to be great.
This whole show is like, it's going to be fine, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Yeah. No, it'll be good. It is going to be good.
Fucking white dude. I was yesterday, if you don't live in Minnesota.
It was beautiful out.
It was
imagine doing a show on the internet and going, if you don't live in Minnesota, we don't! We don't! Only the dumbest amongst us do. If you don't live in Minnesota, we don't.
Beautiful out, and I stayed outside all fucking day except when we had that little brief downpour.
He stayed outside all day yesterday except when there was a downpour and when he was on the air for 4.5 hours in the morning and when he was on the air for 2.5 hours at night. But the rest of the day, except for the downpour, he was outside. Is this the lead story? I spent some time outdoors yesterday. Is this what we're...
Mm-hmm. No, when I had to cook dinner for the kids. Which, by the way, Kansas City dry rub marinated chicken breast.
Pro tip. Uh-oh. Let me get my pen.
With mashed potatoes.
He's never been a dad before. He's never been a father before. I mean, what other excuse is there for this? He's talking like he's never cooked. Remember when he made the French onion soup? That was his first foray into being a culinary expert, and he put too many red pepper flakes in the French onion soup. It's like, what the fuck? Why don't you let, TV dinners be the menu from now on.
Hey, it's Kiki. Gino and I have discussed things and decided to distance ourselves from the women beater Steel Toe. Instead, we'd like to reinforce our relationship with women beater Kumia. Thank you.
Good point. Good point.
I'm going after Antony and Antony's. Boy, Gino.
You are going after him.
Gino's a piazza. Everybody knows you've got to lick it before you kick it. You've got to make it soft and wet before you stick it.
Jesus Christ. Set that to music.
I definitely over-rubbed the kids.
You rubbed your meat too much?
I over-rubbed the kids' chicken.
Yeah, he's never cooked for these kids. He has never cooked for these kids. Zen's producer says, need to get Planet with a palate to give him some recipes. Yeah, that kid's in better shape. That kid's in better shape. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get beat up every day, and they're definitely never going to use their penis for multiple reasons. Drew, 199, Fish left the show not long. Oh, we already did these. Sorry. Bob Sacramento gifting 10 memberships. Thanks, Bob. We really appreciate what you do over here.
And I nearly spiced my kids to death. if you've never made, I always make my own dry rub when I do barbecue and stuff.
I'm so offended as an amateur barbecueman. I always make my own rub when I do barbecue and stuff. I'm just that kind of a dad. We all heard him say that he had a smoker that he'd never used until his neighbor came over and taught him how to use it. This guy turned into a man about 38 days ago. You know, the minute he was going through a divorce, he took out the smoker. He loves running through the yard with the kids, smoking a cigar out back with a whiskey, singing karaoke on a sunlit night, dancing in the street while you fight your wife, punch her in the chin, make her cry. It's a steel toe lie. You know, this didn't happen until a fucking minute ago. You never heard him in April out in the driveway wrestling with the kids, standing in the backyard, popping a lot of lids, cooking on barbecue, making the chicken, making our own rub, mashing the potato. You never heard any of this. You never heard any of this. He's wholesome all of a sudden. I mean, what the fuck is he talking about? I always make my own rub when I barbecue. Okay. Okay. Sorry. I had no idea, Myron Mixon. I had no idea. Fire up the pit. Teach us again how it all works. This guy's, I mean, he really is a Renaissance man. He knows how relationships work. He's a podcast broadcast expert. I mean, fuck. He's a mixologist. He can freestyle rap like the Dickens. He knows how to fucking pull out of a drug addiction. He cured himself of narcissism in just 3 days. He repaired his own computer, built his own template, set up his own stream, blurred his own camera, hired his own cripples. This guy can do it all. This guy can do it all. I mean, fuck. I really am jealous of him. That's true. EFS, who I met at Hackamania. Hi, EFS. Gifting 1 Nobody Likes Onions membership. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That'll go in the coffer. We get half of that. So that's half a membership.
And I make a Kansas City dry rub. That's my favorite one. The Kansas City dry rub.
Oh, I make so many. My favorite one. Show them. Bring them down. Show us some of your rubs. my favorite one. I've experimented with a lot since I started using my grill a month ago. I've experimented with a lot of rubs. I've done a lot of these rubs, and Kansas City is my favorite one. Kansas City's my favorite one. How much you want to bet he squirts KC Masterpiece on some chicken drums.
Dry rub is my favorite one I make. But
why is it called Kansas City? He makes a dry rub and he calls it Kansas City dry rub? Does anyone believe this? He's naming the rubs and he named this one Kansas City dry rub. What's in it, Aaron? What's in it? What gives Kansas City barbecue that Kansas City flavor profile? I'm interested. What differentiates it from North Carolina, you know, the more vinegary profile? What makes your Kansas City rub pop? I'd love to know.
But it's got like chili powder and cayenne and paprika and shit. I mean, it's got a shitload of like
Stuff that's in every rub.
Brown sugar and white sugar.
Yeah, but it's got some heat to it.
Brown sugar and white sugar. Okay.
Got spice.
It's rub stuff. Rub stuff.
Got some heat.
And subscribe to Bedabbler.
And I overheated. I had, I don't know, like
he definitely just rubbed sugar all over this chicken and burnt it. Let's be honest.
2.5, almost 3 pounds of chicken breast. And I had maybe 2.5 pounds of chicken breast. And I had, you know, the bottom area of a Tupperware that had some of my Kansas City dry rub in it.
This guy's still using Tupperware. Tupperware.
So I threw all the chicken in there, and I shook it up.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't know anything about barbecue. He thinks it's shake and bake. He thinks you put rub on barbecue by putting a ton of the rub in a bin, putting the chicken in, and then shaking it up. He thinks it's shake and bake. He's dumb. Again, a rub should be in a bottle and you, from a generous height, shake it out over your barbecue. Flip your barbecue over, shake it out over barbecue. Because now you got to throw all this rub that you make away. So let me get this straight. You make a rub, but you make a new batch every time you make barbecue. You're not, this isn't a rub, honey. You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to cook. This is very, very bad. This is very, very bad. This is so, so bad. Ape and bake. I make a rub. I'm kind of a barbecue guy, so I'm always making rubs, and one of my favorite rubs that I make, go find me. I guarantee there's some sort of shake and bake Kansas City barbecue shit out there that he's using. I mean, A, he didn't name it Kansas City. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's looking up recipes and then doing it. But there's no fucking way. I mean, you don't shake meat in a container with a rub. That's not how anyone does it. So, wow, wow, wow. So fucking dumb. So fucking dumb. Jesus Christ. Goes to Mr. P. Just so you know, I'm 6-0 versus my family women. 4 knockouts. Oh, this guy beats women. That's cool.
Hey, kids. This week's slam piece is your lunch lady from your school. She's nice enough to make us supper. We got flank steak pinwheels with peach chimichurri. We got steamed carrot pudding, rice dish, and oyster Rockefeller souffle. And for dessert, a special treat. Apricot fucking fluff. Kiwi, Will.
Yeah, I'll just eat this shit I found on the floor and wash it down with your old-fashioned, you dumb butthole.
Okay, I'm looking it up. People are saying there's a McCormick. Can you imagine? Can you imagine him? He's cooking shake and bake speed in the lab. He's got to be buying some sort of. He has no idea what a rub is. Remember, again, I'm not shitting you. He has a vertical pellet smoker, and he had no idea how it worked or how to use it. And his neighbor had to teach him. He had just left it out in the rain for years. because he was married to April and she didn't demand him be a man. And, you know, he'd rather play video games than fix the roof or shovel shit out of the driveway or walk the dog. This guy's a fucking moob.
You know, and then
makes sense.
Put it in the refrigerator for a few hours. Delicious. It was incredible. But yeah, I tasted the...
It was amazing, of course. My children are fucking idiots, just like my ex-wives. Stupid bitches. And especially the autistic one, Louie. Bless his heart. Can't see straight. I'm sorry. I know you shouldn't pick on fucked up kids.
First one, you know, you got to taste the chicken, see if it's done.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how he starts using. I think he doesn't talk about Louie because he's not old enough, but when it comes out, you know, when he starts, because I think Charlotte just turned 10, so he's talking about her. And I think when Louie turns 10, he'll start, you know, talking about her as well. Sorry, him. Jesus, I just assume he's trans. And, you know, it'll be interesting how he uses his child's disability as an excuse.
You got to make sure you're on par.
John, no. It's more than a lazy eye, man. I've looked at every picture of his son, and his son's, like, diminished. I don't want to, like, look, I don't know what it is or whatever, so. But there's a reason he never talks about his boy.
What does a good chef do?
Samples the food.
Samples his food.
Like, and imagine Aaron Imholt being disappointed in a son. Imagine how weak and weird that kid has to be.
Exactly. So I sample the chicken, and the minute I bite into the first piece of chicken, I go, oh, shit, I'm going to kill the kids. Like, it had some heat to it.
I bet it was awful.
And luckily, my oldest found out what you need to do, and that was dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes.
We're in the first 2 minutes of the show. And again, it's like, it's just small vignettes of parenting moments of Aaron Imholt because he's never been a father in his life. This is pathetic. It was so cute. It was so cute. My oldest, she figured it out. She would dip the spicy chicken into the mashed potatoes, and that would make it like, you know, not burn her tongue. We have a great show, guys. You're not going to believe what I planned for you after the mashed potato bit.
Take the chicken with the mashed potatoes, and I did that. No shit. It definitely neutralized a lot of the heat.
So hold on. I'm starting to get a theory here that the mashed potatoes were too spicy for Aaron. Aaron ruined dinner. And his oldest child cracked the code that dipping the spicy food in mashed potatoes makes it tolerable. And Aaron, no shit, learned this from his kid. And he just let it slip right there because he was telling this whole story framed as my kids couldn't handle the heat. But he just said, for him, it eliminated and alleviated some of the heat. So he cooked food and ruined dinner. And then his kid was smarter than him. Again, like, we all know that, right? We all would just normal rules. You take something spicy, you dip it in mashed potatoes, you eat it with a piece of broccoli. You fucking take chicken, spicy chicken, and dip it in, you know, cover it in rice. Anything. Normal rules, just like... my daughter figured it out. You take a sip of water after you have it, and it actually cools down your mouth. Let me get a pen. Holy shit. No wonder your mom was a lunch lady and you're a fucking failed broadcaster. Not a lot of genius running through that family over there, is there? Your daughter figured out to dip it in potatoes. Your daughter figured out to dip it in potatoes. Dip it in potatoes. Huh. He tells everybody the story about his kid.
See, Ashley, nothing's wrong with me watching the kids. No cocaine here.
Where is little Louie?
Don't worry, Ashley. He's fine. Daddy's little dummy is in the backyard making sandcastles out of his own shit. It's cute.
Jesus. That's fucked up. My daughter, you guys aren't going to believe this. You think your daughter's cool? She got accepted into where? MIT. That's cool. My daughter, when she was 10 years old, figured out dip spicy chicken in potatoes and it won't taste as spicy. Something about the dairy and the cream coats your mouth and neutralizes the spice. I don't know, man. Ask her. I can't explain it. It's over my fucking head. She figured it out. I verified it. I tried it. No, you don't believe she did that at 10? It's on my podcast. It's on there, dude. It's actually covered by a restraining order. I'm not supposed to talk about it, so I really said too much.
And luckily, my oldest found out what you need to do, and that was...
Luckily, the whole family was running around. Yakety Sax was playing. We were all coming in and out of doors. Everybody had to keep using sinks, splashing their mouth in the toilet. Everybody was losing their mind. My youngest, Louie, poor little thing, started pissing in his own mouth to saturate his taste buds from the cayenne. Luckily, Charlotte May stumbled upon one of the most remarkable discoveries of our time. Mashed potatoes!
Was dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes. And take the chicken with the mashed potatoes, and I did that.
And I did that and it worked. Hey, are you awake, Johnny? I said I did it and it worked. It really helped.
Oldest found out what you need to do, and that was dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes. And take the chicken with the mashed potatoes, and I did that.
He paused and waited for Johnny to go, okay. Okay. First 2 minutes of the show, everybody.
Just found out what you need to do.
Luckily.
And that was dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes. And take the chicken with the mashed potatoes. And I did that. No shit. It definitely neutralized.
No shit. He says no shit. As if you'd never even done that, you would think it wouldn't work. If you'd never even done it, you'd go, oh yeah, that would help. He's out there on the streets with signs trying to... No shit, it really did work. It did. I know what you're going to say. No fucking way. It did. It did. Where do I have to sign? No shit. It worked. It worked.
And that was dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes. And take the chicken with the mashed potatoes. And I did that. No shit. It definitely neutralized a lot of the heat. So that was good. But...
Yesterday was amazing. Charlotte taught me what we're now calling around the house the mashed potato trick. great week. Great week. No one will ever take the mashed potato trick away from me. No one will ever take that away.
Outside all day yesterday, I had the music going. I was listening to all
We don't need to know any of it. This is a normal day. I mean, I was gardening and laying out in the sun before I came on the show today. And what? You don't need to know what I was listening to. I mean, this is like a normal guy, like keeping a journal. I was outside yesterday. I had the music on. The temperature was this. I was wearing this. Great day.
I gave music. All my gay music's on. If I tell you what my...
So now he's going to tell us his playlist yesterday outside? This guy lives to not podcast. He podcasts to not podcast. He does it out loud now. While he's on the show, he goes like, oh, we got an hour and a half left. Let's just knock this goal out so I can get the fuck out of here. And then when he's on the show, it's just like telling you, guys, I can't wait to get off the show. I got a weekend. Sorry I didn't do a members-only show. I was having a weekend. Sorry I didn't do a night show, guys. The weather was good. Guys, I was outside yesterday and the weather was good. Oh, my God. I was listening to music. You'll never believe that. I was listening to music. Do you want to know what music I was listening to? No! No! Is this the show? My daughter mashed potatoes in my playlist. What?
My daughter doing my mashed potatoes and I make a playlist. Start the show. Hit the like button.
Recently played library is. You'd be very thrilled.
Yay.
Oh, it's not gay at all. You tell me if these songs
How are- long? How long for Johnny? How much longer?
Gay. Let's go to song history. She had me at Heads Carolina.
Johnny's going to be like, I don't really need to be here for this. Could you just send me the $25?
By Cole Swindell and Joe DiMessina. Pour me a drink, Post Malone and Blake Shelton.
I guess it's like two friends catching up. Why does the audience need to be here for this?
Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
That's definitely gay, okay? That's definitely gay.
One margarita.
Realize Before He Cheats meant Before He Cheats with Another Man. It's a Brokeback Mountain song.
One Margarita with Luke Bryan.
Yep, that's gay.
Imagine That by Diamond Rio.
Okay, yeah, there's no even defending you for that.
I Love This Bar by Toby Keith. Come on, you can't, Toby
That's
Keith
not
can't
gay.
Be gay.
I Love This Bar by Toby Keith.
There's actually a story about a really long needle-nosed fish called I Love This Gar.
A few minutes later.
There's a story about a southern man who had a black friend. You know what that song was called?
I Love This.
Tar.
Gar.
No.
Sure.
There was actually, I had a really nice approach shot on a par four, and it was my fourth stroke, and I sank the putt. And you know what song I wrote?
What song did you write?
I Love This Par.
Comedy Plateau. Comedy Plateau.
See, the book is called Proverbs, everybody.
I had a really long drive the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I Love This Far.
6 months later.
I had a really good laugh with a friend the other day, and I go, hearty har, I love this har.
Just so
the only thing that would make this better is April in the other seat Googling things that rhyme with bar and then reading them and thinking she's brilliant.
I don't know if we have a goal to make today or not, but I don't think that's good.
I was eating jelly beans out of a glass container yesterday, and you know what I said?
What did you say?
I love this jar.
Oh, that dead horse just keeps on kicking.
I was watching Club Random the other day, and I thought it was a really funny show. And you know what I thought?
What did you think?
I love this mar.
It's definitely enough for me, darling.
Nobody needs Gino and Keanu on this show. If you have this all day, who the...
Okay, so here we are. 7 minutes into the video, 5 minutes into the show... The first, it's coming. I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to call it right now. Gino and Kiki do not go to Minnesota for this event, for this roast. It's going to be a shit show. It's going to be a shit show. It's time to walk away. It's time to go. It's time to pull the plug. And Aaron does not go to the wedding. There's no point. There's no point. It was cute when you were guys a couple. We all know April was the good one. I mean, look, the Ricadas found out Mubi was the dead weight. The Biscontes are finding out the hard way that Mubi's the dead weight. And I'm not even kidding. I open up my entire, anything I can do to help Gino now that he's off steel toe, I will. I can help Gino beat Steel Toe. 100%. 100%. And it'll just be hilarious. It'll just be funny because, you know, no matter how much Gino thinks he's over Steel Toe, and you know he does, but the truth is he's not. The truth is he's not. Steel Toe makes a living from his show. Gino's about to be in a tailspin, whether he wants you to know that or not. It's not going well. The money wasn't good over there anyway, and, you know, now he doesn't have that. But it doesn't mean he can't build a show. It doesn't mean he can't get fans. It doesn't mean he can't put something together. Again, Gino needs a guy. Gino needs a wrangler and someone who can control and focus his energy. A lot of people saying Gino sucks. Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we're going to see. But the fact is, it'll be funny as fuck to watch. You know, I mean, Steel Toe will have to deal with the fact that, like, Gino becomes more popular than him. Would be really, really funny for me. I'd like to see that. Cornive says conifers. Conifers? Goes to Mr. P says, leave Jason Voorhees M-hole alone. Kiki is a dude. Goes to Mr. P says, okay, my name is Stan. The guy is Chad's mom dated. Oh, like Chad's mom dated the ghost of Mr. P. So the ghost of Mr. P is Chad's dad?
Whew. Patrick, don't be hating on my recipes. It's simple. You make 15 pounds of rub in a 30-gallon Tupperware container. Then you take your 3 pounds of chicken, put it in the container, put the lid on, push it down the driveway. You have to discard the rub, but then you don't touch the icky chicken.
I'm so hungry.
Melton is going to cheese all that, Gino. I don't even know. I don't even get that reference. I don't think I ever saw that. What happens in cheese all that?
Fuck needs anybody else. I saw a lion at the zoo the other day. He made a really loud noise.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this roar.
If you ever really want to know who this guy is at his core and whether he ever deserved to be in front of a microphone or your eyeballs to begin with, it's watch his... Oh, you can't hide your cornball sensibility, G-shucks, O-boogers mentality after you do some cornball thing and you go... Oh. You know, his jaw is so fucking offset with that overbite. And you really see who his inbred, insane hick. You see it for, And I'm Florida white trash. And I'm letting you know, like, that's, we got to go in for a Zoom. That's how far he gets those teeth out. Oh, you're not watching. Shit, you're really missing out. Bonk. Look how far he gets his teeth out. Holy shit. Beavers would be jealous of this shit. These should be the pictures we never forget of this guy. In these moments, we see his soul, the insecurity, the lack of creativity. Huh? Look at that. Look at it!
Oh, God. Oh, God, 2 more hours. Oh, God. Oh, God, 3 more hours. Fuck. Go.
A sweet, sweet boy.
All right, that one's a stretch.
A little bit. A little bit.
Touch of a shoehorn there.
Not embarrassed.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Not embarrassed.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I was like, I love this roar.
All right, that one's a stretch.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this roar.
All right, that one's a stretch.
A little bit. A little bit. Like, I love this roar.
All right, that one's a stretch.
A little bit. A little bit.
Touch of a shoehorn there.
Not embarrassed.
That one's a stretch.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, we're not allowing that. Mods, we're not allowing that. Hello? Can't be having that. Bing, 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 bing. I don't know why. Oh, is this a guy who's like messaging me? Some mentally ill people. I literally like this dude's like messaging me that I'm in cahoots with like Ian or something, and we're doing something, and he's gonna get me and Ian. I'm about to find out for real, and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't be worried about it. I mean, I literally don't know what you're talking about. So how can I be worried about it or do anything? Please come kill me already. I don't know. That nut who was just in here was like leaving hundreds of comments on like every Facebook account I have. And then, yeah, I don't know. And they're like, he's accusing me of doing something with Ian or something. I don't even know. Like I was like, Ian doesn't like me or listen to this show anymore. He's like, yeah, right. You are going to find out. It's like, okay. I mean, I can't, like, I don't know what you're talking about, so okay, I guess I'm going to find out. You're dumb. I'm letting you know you're dumb. You know, I don't like to waste anyone's time, but I'm letting you know you're dumb, and I'm not involved in whatever you think I'm involved in, so we'll wait. We'll wait. Come fucking find out. Yeah, I literally have no idea what's going on. So anyway, keep it out of my chat. Keep it out of my world. Again, it's like that Brandon network nut. He's convinced I'm like wrapped up in some conspiracy with Shuli or something. It's just like, I can't, you're so gone. I can't spend time on worrying about whatever you think I'm doing. And by the way, if you're so mad about whatever you think I'm doing that you're going to kill me, then you're going to do it anyway. I'm not doing it. So I can't stop doing it. Do you understand? You understand? Like that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you you're dumb and I'm not doing what you think I'm doing. And you're like, I'm going to kill you. Literally, I got death threat today. And this guy's like, you're going to fucking find out. And it's like, okay, then. I'm not doing whatever you think I'm doing, so I can't stop it. So I guess I deserve to die. Come get it. I'm sick of being warned about it. I can't wait till I just turn a corner and I hear a click and I go, fuck. Sweet. Close my eyes and the red mist just takes me away.
A little bit.
Touch of a shoehorn there.
Not embarrassed. I saw a pirate the other day and he was making weird noises. You know, I said, I love this yar.
Wait a minute. There's a guy on our team named Steve the Pirate.
Yeah, the guy who dresses like a pirate? That is fucking under... Is that movie underrated or is that kind of considered a new classic?
The movie is criminally underrated. That is one of the best movies of all time.
So Dodgeball's underrated?
Dodgeball's totally underrated.
I feel like Dodgeball is kind of seen as a modern comedy classic. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let me catch up here on what we've done. We've learned to dip spicy chicken and mashed potatoes. Also, Aaron's holding his phone in a way I posted this on Twitter this morning in our Discord, discord.gg/NLO. Come discuss the show with other nuts. Have you ever seen anything like this in your adult life? I mean, what the fuck? Papers could be written on this. Art classes. Where people, you know... study how to draw humans. Does he have a clear pop socket I can't see? What's going on? He's so autistic and weird with these hands. No wonder his boy came out fucked up. Sorry.
I don't know if it's seen as a comedy classic or not, but it ought to be. It's
just comfortably holding it like that. Any of us would be dropping it. He's just comfortably. Right. So, Fearless said, I got a hand cramp. How would you not? Try it. Try that. People are like, he has some gay tendencies. That's not gay. That's inhuman. Unhuman, I'd say.
It's not seen in the it's not seen in the same vein as like old school or those movies.
No, I don't think so.
Or Wedding
Crashers. We're arguing about whether Dodgeball is a good movie or not.
Crashers and shit.
And it's so much better.
It's such a good movie. Dodgeball is fantastic.
The ending alone with just Ben Stiller in the fence.
So he's on his phone, and there are a couple guys talking about what good movie Dodgeball and Old School are. This is just friends hanging out.
Suit.
Fucking Chuck Norris. Love in the First Degree by Alabama.
Oh, we're still going over his playlist from his day outside listening to music. Guys, my daughter taught me about potatoes, and I listened to some music outside. Would you like to hear the music that I listened to outside? The only thing that would make this even more ridiculous is if he goes and goes, you want to hear this song? Let's play this song that I listened to yesterday. And it's like, this is worse than when he was on with Jesse Lee Peterson and kept insisting on playing clips of Jesse Lee Peterson to himself.
I don't.
Johnny, I'm guilty of loving.
Oh, yeah. Why did I think you'd play it? Of course, you're going to sing it.
First Degree
of Men.
No, of headbutting, remember? Oh, my headbutting.
That's it.
So he's getting ahead of it today.
People got so mad that I was doing that last night. I'm like, if you're fucking.
Play a clip. Play a clip of everyone getting mad. Why does he never have clips of this stuff? He always finds. First of all, he doesn't watch anything, but he always knows people are getting so mad. Play a clip.
Retarded enough to believe that I would do that. You deserve to be mocked and ridiculed. I'm sorry. I've been too nice to you retards for over a week and a half now. It's time for me to just point out how fucking ridiculous and stupid other people's lies can be.
Again, it's not another person's lie. April said you did this. April said you did this. So what are we to believe? How does this play out? He won't ever address this point. April said you did this. It's not other people's lies. It's not a third party. It's not, you're not allowed to talk about it. Other people did. No. Your wife said you did it. And your other wife said he's a monster. And then your current wife said, that's the perfect word. So which is it? Which is it? Every day he changes it. Tomorrow it'll be like, that was 5 years ago. Every day, he keeps on rewriting this history, keeps gaslighting it, confusing the details. I'm not going to sit here and put up with other people's lies. Now he's convinced you that the only reason this whole allegation came about is because of Melton? Okay.
And now that I've got my...
And he starts itching. Every time he starts lying now, he starts itching. It's almost like we've got him breaking out in guilt hives. Watch him call it somebody else's lies and then start itching. It's ridiculous. I would never.
It's time for me to just point out how fucking ridiculous and stupid other people's lies can be. And now that I've got my family back and my friends back, I'm...
April drove my whole family and all my friends away. It has nothing to do with me being a cunt.
Learning more about what a certain party used to do in terms of saying one thing to me and another thing to other people. And
oh boy, so this is all, again, this is all staging April to be a big liar. It's almost like he knows something's coming. What did April say to Gino and Kiki this weekend? Now, again, they shouldn't tell us. This is private. I'm just being a gossipy queen. What the fuck did she say? And is Aaron shook? And is that why he's running cover going? And by the way, I see him setting up to make Kiki and Gino enemies. I see him setting up to make Kiki and Gino enemies.
And boy, does it make a lot of fucking sense. It just makes a lot of sense, and it makes moving on a lot easier. Beer Run by Garth Brooks, As Any Fool Can See by Tracy Lawrence.
Guys, this you can't post anyone's address in our chat. You can't do it. I mean, you can keep doing it, I guess, but, like, well, just, I mean, nobody. You can't do it to anybody. So, I guess, keep making account. I mean, fuck, we'll be ruined over here.
Boy by Craig Morgan. Oh, boy. Born Free by Kid Rock. Okay, Fearless by Taylor Swift.
Ooh, you hear that, Fearless? He's thinking about you. He's outside just thinking about Fearless. I didn't know there was a song called Fearless by Taylor Swift.
That's totally gay.
I had some good ones.
Like Born Free pulled you back a little bit, but...
Okay, don't post fake addresses either. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, Taylor Swift brings you right back into the mo.
I feel like that playlist from yesterday is really, really good. I also have disappointing news to give everyone. I did say yesterday that my last of that 12-pack of Celsius was gone now. I had the last one yesterday. I looked in my fridge last night. I had one more left in there.
Uh-oh.
So I've got to drink one more.
So again, this guy's show consists of what? Tricks his daughter taught him about mashed potatoes and spicy food. What his playlist was outside yesterday because the weather was so nice. How many Celsiuses he has left in his fridge. What's the show? What's the show?
More of these.
You have to.
And be a jittery fuck one more time. And then I can have solid.
No other option.
Then I can have solid shits in the morning again. That much caffeine is bad news bears. That's all I'm going to say.
Fucking hell. This is the guy who drove his wife into cocaine. Hey, that cocaine is bad news bears, eh?
That's all. By the way, you're going to love the gold today, Johnny. We had some automatic contributions kick in overnight. And
huh? Have we ever heard that before? Have we ever heard that before? Hit the like button. We had some automatic contributions kick in overnight. And I guess we're all supposed to go like, oh. But I'd rather go, huh? Because again, I've never heard about this funding source. Now let me defer to Little Lemmy or Citizen M or some MSO I saw in there. Any of the old school, is this a thing we've ever heard before? Automatic funds. We had some automatic contributions kick in overnight. Huh? Now, yesterday, new week, new lie. Yesterday, he didn't do any movie math. If you gave $5, he counted it as 5. If you gave 10, he counted it as 10. They hit the goal, which means they came in about 30% short. But he gets to tell you they hit the goal. Now, not only is he not doing movie math anymore, he's counting 10 as 10, 5 as 5, et cetera, et cetera. Now, overnight, some automatic... What was it? We had some automatic... pay automatic contributions kick in?
That's all I'm going to say. That's all. By the way... You're going to love the gold today, Johnny. We had some automatic contributions kick in overnight, and then also...
Some automatic contributions kick in overnight. Got it. Okay. Just making sure.
Last night's evening show went fucking insane.
We were here for it. We were here for it. There was an hour period where almost $60 came in. It was fucking insane. So there's no goal today?
The evening show people were pissed off at the morning show people because the morning show people went over by like $30.
You hear this? The evening show people were mad at the morning show people because the morning show people went over by $30. Why would the evening show people, whoever that is, be mad at the morning show people for going over the goal? Right.
And the evening show always credits themselves. Like, that crowd is like, no, we give way more money than the morning show crowd, and we end up going over for them. So they got really competitive and started throwing in dollars after dollars after dollars.
Fuck. You must not have a goal for a week now. How many days with no goal? How much did they give, man?
Got us $65 into today.
You said it went insane.
Then we had a couple of automatic contributions come in overnight. So we're starting today at 260. So we've been.
Hold on. We're 90 into the goal? They did go insane. They did. They went fucking nuts. They went fucking nuts. Dude, 85 into today? Fuck. Did you fall out of bed when you woke up and you saw that $30 came in? Did you shit yourself right there? Did you call an ambulance? Did you fucking start whacking it right there in your bed? Be honest. How hard was your fucking cock? How throbbing was your dick when you woke up and you saw not only was the 65 in there, but an additional 20 had rolled in, allowing you to take 85 off? Fuck! Fuck, dude! They went crazy! They went insane! Fuck, I bet you were dripping pre-cum all over your sheets. Holy shit! I bet you almost shit out your spicy chicken and taters. I bet you had to finger your fucking asshole and plug it up while you duck walked to the bathroom, just spurting with excitement. You fucking nerd. Johnny, you're going to love the goal today. People went fucking crazy. They gave Steel Toes $60. Ah! Go on.
Basically got an evening show goal for the morning show.
Now, let's do a little bit of math here. 350 is the normal morning goal. The evening show knocks 65 off that. That would bring them down to 285. 285. Okay? The goal is 265. So that means $20 came in overnight. $20 in additional contributions came in overnight. Now we're at 265. I have one more question for everyone who thinks is not paying attention. What about reducing the goal? He thinks we're dumb. He thinks we forget. What about reducing the goal? For April, the numbers are starting to come in. We're going to knock it down. No, no, no. Forget that because we went over. No, no, no. Forget that. Because we got a couple of $20 in overnight. Forget that I was lowering the goal every day. We started 350. We take off 65 because they went over last night. That brings us down to 285. $20 came in overnight. It brings us to 265. Today's goal, 265, everybody. I did that for you. What about lowering the goal? This guy's fucking you all. He's fucking you. Also, all the contributions last night were NLO fans fucking with him, too. He does it. He thinks you forget. He thinks you forget. So if they didn't go over the goal, he lowers it $20 and tells you he's doing you a favor. We knocked $20 off the goal today, okay? We lowered that because April. But if you go over 65, he'll just lump that in with, oh, we don't need to lower the goal today. They went 65 over. That'll lower the goal. Shh. It's so insane. I've never seen anyone be less accountable for what they say. Now look, every dollar you give me, fuck you. I do with it what I want, but I don't play games with you. Don't give me money if you don't want me to have your money. After you send it over here, Red Rover, don't ask questions about it again. It might all be going to cocaine and swingers, but the deal is I never told you it wasn't. I'm going to lower the goal 150 because of April. It's never happening. I'm going to lower the goal. You're not. He's not doing it. He lies. He just lies and lies and lies. We only take what we need over here. I'm not greedy. I don't want more than I need to operate. Bullshit. You just said you're not good with numbers. You said you overspend. So by definition, if you overspend, you take more than you need to operate. It cannot be another way. That's what overspending is. By definition, you're irresponsible with your listeners' money. And the thing is, you can be irresponsible with your listeners' money. You can buy whatever you want with money you get from your listeners. The nutty narcissistic thing is you keep telling us what you're going to do. You're going to get a green screen. You're going to figure out lighting. You're going to do all this stuff. Never mind. I found some garbage in the closet. That'll do. Why upgrade anything when this works? It's a sad, sad state.
Nice.
Yeah, so thank you guys very much for that.
You guys did it. 265, easy goal. You're welcome.
Reichsmarshal Klaus Barbie starting us off today with $2. Says, Heil Johnny, Heil Side Piece, Heil Aaron. Thank you, buddy.
Side Piece isn't around anymore. She left him.
Appreciate the $2. And again, 260 is the number for today before Great. We do overtime. And I feel pretty good about that.
See? He got $5. He counted it as $5. So he's not making near what he used to. This is how he covers up how much he's making. He makes his show seem healthy with this lie. We've all heard him go, $10, we get 7 of that. And then on the thing, he lowers it by 5. Like, that's another fucking mind fuck he does to people. And he'll say, like, no, on the next 10, I'll count it as 10. No, you won't. Again, if only it was all recorded and, like, documented on screen, ever. So now he's counting everything as his full donation. He counts everything as his full donation. Patrick Kayla's the girlfriend, not Slam Piece. Sorry. He said side piece, not girlfriend. Oh, when you're saying he lost a girlfriend. Yeah, but I heard either way. I see what you're saying. Either way, I heard Slam Piece left him. I heard Slam Piece was out. Look, maybe I'm wrong about all this. I heard Slam Piece was out. But you're right. A lot of moving parts, and I can definitely be wrong about all this. That's why I appreciate your feedback. Thank you. Gotcha.
So if you feel like contributing, go nuts. Rusty Grammar, because
it's always if you feel like contributing, go nuts. I've never once told Mike Boudet or Anonymous if they felt like it to give me money. It's an option. You know it's available. I imagine me telling you every day, if you feel like it, if you want to, go crazy, give me money. If you feel like it.
Coming in member for his 26th month says, Yeehaw sub. Yeehaw sounds like my playlist from yesterday. So, yes, it was.
Didn't you call your membership the Yeehaw Club? He doesn't even get the reference.
I mentioned Melton in a few minutes. Aaron was not happy. He drove to my house and kicked my crutches out from under me.
Oh, no. He's going to mention me?
It was very hot out. It was beautiful. Outside all day. Played some kickball with the kids. And then I had to play like Field Marshal or what's that?
He hates this show. He hates this show.
A position in the military where you yell at everybody?
Drill Sergeant?
Yes, Drill Sergeant. I had to be Drill Sergeant a little bit because I'm tired of mowing the lawn and these goddamn fucking Capri Sun wrappers are in my way or fruit snack wrappers are in my way. And I tell these kids, pick up.
He's never been a parent. Again, he thinks these are all crazy. Like, the reason we're all sitting around going, right? We're all sitting here going, Why is he telling us these mundane stories? It's hard to mow with garbage in the yard. We know. We know. Every time I take my garbage bins out, there's garbage in my yard. I have to walk around. You think I eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos? You think that's my Walmart bag? It isn't. It isn't. But if it's in my yard, I got to pick it up. What's the alternative? And then I come up here and tell you about it. Guys, there was some stuff out there in the yard, and yeah, it was just going to sit there, you know? And believe it or not, there'll be more stuff. There'll be more stuff. I every story he's telling lately is like first-time dad shit. Remember the show he was folding laundry in the middle of the show? Mid-show, he was folding laundry. He's telling you about a stain that he got out. Yeah, he's never done laundry in his life. He's proud of himself. I did the stain stick. I did what it said, and then it came out. So, end of story. It's like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to mow, and like, if there's stuff in the yard, when you mow, it like gets in the mower. Yeah. I was cooking for my kids, and like, apparently, like, kids can't handle spicy stuff. Uh-huh. Keep us posted on daddom. Keep us... Start a vlog or something, man. This is really, really compelling stuff. Very, very cool. You learning how to be a dad for the first time when your daughter's 10. Again, I'm not making it. Everyone says I'm crazy and I pick shit apart. I notice patterns. This is one pattern. He tells stories about basic dad shit. Like, it's the first time he's ever done it, and he's really learning here. Number two, I watched him with his kid because he showed me it. Who knows how many fucking takes he had when he went to put his arm around that little girl and didn't have the guts. He didn't have the guts. He didn't have the guts to put his arm around his daughter. I seen it. I seen it. It's enough. Is enough. I know he's not a dad. I know he's not a good dad. He's more concerned about fight. Any real good dad would be concerned about getting along with the mother and not spending. He's too cheap. Let me get this straight. By his own admission, tens and tens and thousands of dollars on lawyers because him and his ex-wife couldn't get along. Meanwhile, we all know he was the fucking fulcrum of that argument. Tens and tens of thousands of dollars, but he petitioned the court to pay less than the minimum state requirements for his child support. Hello? Where's his mind? Does he care about the kids or does he care about vengeance? Does he care about optics? He wants to win. Fuck them kids. The only reason he's trying to pretend to be a dad now is because of optics. It looks good. There's a battle coming. He may know about it. He needs this. And by the way, to get laid, he needs this. He needs somebody to, like, view him as, like, a loving father. But let me tell you something. If you think any woman in their right mind is going to watch you pretend to be a dad and not recognize these red flags, you don't know that you can't give your kids tons of cayenne pepper? Hello? I mean, fuck. Good luck. Good luck in the next relation. Good luck keeping custody of all your children until they're all 18. I done seen a calendar, and that's a while. I mean, Gooey is 5 now. Whew. Whew. 13 years is a long time to see her start to bear fruit. These kids, I can't wait. I can't wait to get all these kids on my podcast.
Pick up. And the whole neighborhood comes over to my house. When the kids are here, there's like 9 kids at my house.
Ah, you're the Sunny D mom.
And I've got juice boxes for them.
Nailed it.
I've got snacks, the whole deal.
Do you just lay down and let the kids eat slices of orange off your chest? You fucking monster.
No, because I'm such a violent, abusive guy. So...
What he's doing is basically telegraphing to you that he does this for optics. He does all this to set him up. It's like You know who else gave juice to the kids? Dexter. No one's alleging you fuck children or smack kids up. We're asking if you hit your wife. Yeah, I guess you guys want me to kill myself. No, not at all. We're asking why April said you hit her. I guess you guys think I'm the worst person in the world. I'm the devil. No. One more time. We're asking why April said you were abusive to her. Are you guys just making shit up? No, there was a court document where April said you abused her. We're just asking about that. Oh, because I'm the headbutter of St. Cloud. Oh, boy, this could go on all night.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep needling you guys with that one because it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, keep needling us. Keep needling us. I'd hate to see the inside of your head. Just fucking divots from you needling yourself, you mental midget. Oh, I watched what Jesse Lee Peterson did to you and your wife last night. Ah! Spiral City, baby!
You guys are insane.
You guys are insane. We're insane? You sure about that?
But they'll leave their little presents all over the place.
What are you doing with your fingers right now? Oh, this is the... the thing you used to do like that, and you lock it, and it looks like a pussy. Or wait, this is the church. This is the steeple. Open it up. See all the people. Are you doing a bat or a dove?
Nice. Gummy wrappers. Capri Suns. I run the Capri Sun boxes over with my lawnmower. They're a bitch to pick up.
Steel Toe Comedy Show. A podcast for busy moms. Aren't you tired of cleaning up Capri Sun wrappers off your little rapscallions?
The pieces, because they cut into like 9 different pieces, but they're heavy enough to just sit in your lawn. So I told the kids, you got to pick these up at the end of the day. If you don't,
you got to pick these up.
Pick these up. And I'm not saying like pick up as you go, although that's probably easier. But pick it up when we leave, you know? Or I can't get this stuff anymore. So now juice boxes have officially been banned from the Imhold house because 2 more boxes were left out yesterday. That's the thing about being a parent, is that there are so many times where you have to be the bad guy and you so don't like it. You don't want to.
Look at it. That's the thing about parenting. If we know anything, he's always teaching us lessons that he just learned. That's the thing about being a guy. That's the thing about parenting. That's the thing about lawyers. That's the thing about court. That's the thing about cocaine. Yo, that's the thing about it, man. That's the thing about it. Rocco makes a great point. Rocco just texted me. He makes a great point. He's like, what if the movie math is to take care of taxes? It's all about taxes for him. So he pretends like it's for you. No, the thing is why that doesn't work is because on PayPal he takes off less. And Venmo, he takes less. He takes like 10% off. It's so stupid either way. It's so dumb. Dusty says he's totally sunrising with crunches. Yeah, these guys are sunrisers if I've ever seen them. Classic sunrising over here.
You don't want to be the guy that goes, no more juice boxes, you asshole.
I don't want to be the banned juice box guy, but if you don't, they don't respect you. Because if they're still just tossing the juice boxes like it's a 1950s family picnic, and you just leave shit on the side of the road, they don't respect you. So yeah. You got to take the juice boxes away and hope that works.
You got to.
But anyone who has boys knows that boys go, huh, okay, and then just move on to the next disaster.
Wow, he just admitted his son's mentally handicapped. Huh, okay.
So who knows? Let's talk a little bit. Oh, so the whole point of me talking about how nice it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the whole first 10 minutes of the show? No, go over your playlist again.
I don't think you guys can see it from here.
You got sunburned.
Oh, boy, did I get burned up nice. I'm trying to even out my arm tan.
Why don't you even out your temperament? April's lungs would appreciate it.
Like, I'm trying not to have that classic Minnesota farmer's arm tan.
Classic.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Everyone's always like, movies so tan.
My torso is whatever. Like I'll take the tarps off. You know, I'll shed my tarps whenever I can. But I don't like doing it when there's 9 kids in the yard and shit. And like, I'm just, what am I going to sit out? And it's like, you look like a hillbilly.
Wouldn't want that.
So if I'm on the picnic table boat, it's a good time to shed the tarps and get some sun. But I can wear a basketball jersey or something. I can try to even out the arms. All I ended up getting yesterday, if you take a look here, nothing. I just end up, if I can pull it up high enough, I don't think you can see.
Your shoulders.
I just got burned shoulders.
That's like, because your shoulders didn't have any tan. So they were soft and supple.
Actually, you know what? Down on this part of my arm, there's a burn a little bit. I just felt it. But
make a body map and publish it.
I have the cool kind of sunburn where you can put all your fingerprints on it.
You know, they stay for a little bit.
Push down on it and they stay for a little bit. I kind of like that. But I don't know. Maybe I was just born to be a Minnesota farmer tan kind of guy. I don't know.
You're born to be a pasty white mom.
I was born to be a pasty white. And yeah, just like that Andy Richter, the Swedish German. But, oh well.
Take me to the lake.
What are you going to do? Scarface says, not picking up rappers equals one adult-sized headbutt.
Keep that energy.
Because I'm a headbutter guy.
Oh, the claw's going to get you. You're scared of the claw.
Again, you can sit there and clutch your pearls. I've said last night, I'm like, a bunch of people who bullied a woman off the internet and have tried to get me to do the most horrible things to myself, they're now going to pretend that they ever gave a fuck or that they're clutching their pearls.
Again, complete misdirection by movie here. You got to watch for this. This is one he's doing a lot now. These guys bullied her for years and now they pretend to care about her. Please. These guys were so mean, they chased her off the internet for years, and now you pretend to protect her? Nope, still no. April says you abused her physically. Care to comment? Wow, so you want April to be okay now after... We don't care about April. We're asking about you physically abusing women. These guys kicked her off the internet. They didn't care about her at all. And now they're pretending to care about her. Nope. No one gives two dog shits about April Anderson. We really don't. He wants you to focus on other arguments. Anything other than April called him an abuser. April said he physically abused her, and you have not heard any word from her to dispel that. Fact. And she is texting people, communicating with people, and changing profile pictures and putting things out there. So if she wanted to come forward and go, he never laid a finger on me, I was jealous, I was bitter, I was angry, I was lying, she could. So don't fall for the argument that I'm the monster because we bullied her off the internet. No. Your wife said you physically abused her. Comment?
Over some made-up horseshit.
Made-up horseshit. Again, he's calling April a liar. April's the one who alleged it.
You guys are hilarious to me. Hilarious. So I just figured, you know what? I've been too nice to these people. Time for some jokes. Oh, I can't believe he's joking about it. Yes, I'm sorry that everything you try to get...
Every tactic he tries is like the wrong time. The first one was like, this stops now. No more talking about it. Now he's like, no, I want to like joke about headbutting women nonstop. It's like, yeah, but those are not the right...
With I turn on you. You guys aren't that tricky. You're not that difficult. No, Scarface, I know you're kidding. I'm glad you made the joke. I ran along with it. But he did call me a pasty kraut.
I love jokes.
I don't think I don't think he's joking about that one.
I got the joke.
Coltrane says, my wife tans everywhere, but from the shins up to her tits, she has no clue why. So she can't tan from her shins to her tits. Huh. Does she have big tits? Because, like, sometimes if you have big enough tits, you can, like, shelf the underneath of your tits and they won't get that, sun.
That kind of tan would be like kind of like a panda bear look. Like you can get really dark on your arms and your legs and your head, but everything else is white.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, your wife tan's all fucked up, bro. It is kind of funny, though, when they take their clothes off and they have the white tits in the summertime and the white ass in the summertime. I always find that hilarious.
Yeah, because you've seen six girls naked. You ever see when their boobies are white?
I mean, I'm still fucking, but it's always funny to see the white tits.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. Aaron was going to turn a woman down because her tits were too pale.
And the white ass. And the white pussy.
Well, why are they always white? You never tried, you know, looking at the other side of the aisle? I mean, there's plenty of beautiful, dark-skinned ladies out there, but they always got to be white, man.
You know, I ask myself that same question. And when I ask myself, you know, why only white girls? All the answers I keep coming up with are just super fucking racist, so I ignore my brain.
Hello,
I
just exactly.
Go, no, that's not how we think. Stop it. I've talked about it before. I've dated two Colombians.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if your credit score can handle it right now.
Yeah, you know, I should probably give everything a rest. You know, put everything in a holding pattern, rebuild the old war chest.
No! Go to New York! Take Gino to a game! Remember?
They say. But I dated two Colombians. Beautiful, lovely girls. Amazing, fun.
Especially the mother.
Crazy as a fucking bedbug. And that's enough for me to judge an entire race. Can I tell you something about Colombians, though?
What's that?
I met two, so let me tell you something about them.
Still would. One of them came up to me today and said, you want to hang out? I'd be like, more than you know.
I'm the horniest man alive.
She's like, I just stabbed somebody in the parking lot for, I thought they were looking at my hair funny. Turns out they were just looking in that direction. I was like, that's okay. I won't do that. Thank you, Adam.
Wait, what? What was that?
About Colombians, though?
What's that?
Still would.
So he's talking about how he still would fuck a Colombian.
Still would. One of them came up to me today and said, you want to hang out? I'd be like, more than you know.
If one of them came up to me today and said, you want to hang out, I'd say more than you know.
She's like, I just stabbed somebody in the parking lot for, I thought they were looking at my hair funny. Turns out.
Oh, she's saying because they're Colombian, she probably just stabbed somebody because they're all violent criminal.
Out there were just looking in that direction. I was like, that's okay. I won't do that. Thank you, Adam, for the gifted membership. Dr. Silverwolf with $5. Says, so what I'm hearing is Aaron is cracking down on the juice. Yes, in this house, we're cracking down on the juice. No kids of mine are going to be on the juice, for God's sake.
Anyone want to guess how long it is before he has more Celsius and juice?
Well, boys.
The juice is not loose.
No, the juice is not loose in the Imhold house. It got too loose, and I had to take it away. And also,
you'll never take my juices away.
55 is the number for today. Thank you, boys and girls. Coltrane.
Wait, I was worried. What's the number?
Train with a dollar on Rumble says, I like knowing she's white. I don't want to be confused by a tan. Yes, the wife has huge tits. Yeah.
What happens to that dollar? Do we go to 254 now?
Girls who have huge tits, you know, I haven't been around that for a few years, but girls with huge tits usually have
Wow. So he's saying April didn't have huge tits. Now, he used to always say April had huge tits. He used to talk about it. Right there, he goes, I haven't been around huge tits in years.
Problems tanning, especially the underside of the tits.
Yeah. A lot of times they get the U-shaped tan here.
Yeah.
The bib tan. The boob bib.
The boob bib. But the nice thing about that is they have big tits, which that's you. If you can get a model with one of those, always opt for that package. Some soaper. Says not many, and they usually have baggage. Even if they're okay, their family members probably aren't. Oh, are we talking about Colombians?
Colombians.
Some soaper says Colombians are great, blacks not so much. Jesus, see, these are the things when Johnny asks me questions, and he goes, "Why do you only date white women?" And my brain starts cranking out answers, and I go, "Week,
Ooh, you're getting better, man.
Dude, I'm feeling really good. You know, I've shed all the bad stuff.
Every day he tells us how he's doing better. He's going to be better. Today's the day. Everything's behind him. It's in the past. Every day we get an update on the past. God, guys, I don't even think about it anymore. What don't I think about? Glad you asked. Oh, it's all behind me. I never deal with that stuff. It's all over. We don't have to talk about it.
I've got all the good things back.
Yeah, all the good stuff's back. That stupid bitch wife of mine is.
It's, whoa, has it been a net positive? It has been really nice. So, yeah, I'm down to every other week now. And we'll, you know, keep going. You know, the meetings on Sundays, the every other two.
Oh, he's fading out Al-Anon and therapy. Tick. He's done. He's done. If you didn't catch the last six shows, something happened a couple Fridays ago where he just had an epiphany. We shouldn't talk about this stuff. And the anger has vanished. No, it wasn't even the anger. Aaron vanquished. He chased it away with his brain. He said, this isn't helping. So, wow, he's fading. He's phasing out therapy and Al-Anon. He got what he needed.
Tuesday, I think that's just good maintenance, you know? So you don't end up in a bad spot. But really feel like the bad spots are gone now.
Check. Are the bad spots gone, chat? Are they gone? 255 is the goal.
In fact, I'm at a point now where when I get bad news, mm-hmm. I just tell people, I go, if that's not all the bad news, give me all the bad news, please. I'd like to get all the bad news now because I got a lot of good shit going on. I'd like you to just throw me the bad shit.
That's how he is now.
So I can take care of that, move on, whatever.
Strangest intro to a program ever.
And the bad shit that happened yesterday was not unexpected bad shit, by the way. This was bad shit that was going to happen at some point. I knew it was. And when I started kind of learning just how fucked this whole compound censored situation is.
Oh, boy. Now, the best part about what's about to happen is Aaron. Well, the best part for Aaron is he gets an excuse why Gino and Kiki are distancing themselves from Steel Toe. But the excuse makes no sense. Number one, the fact that Kiki can't do his show anymore because of compound censored. Kiki wasn't involved in Compound or Censored, so why can't she do your show? Second of all, he was talking about going to New York and taking Gino to a ball game this past weekend. By the way, this was the weekend he was going to go to the lake with his kids. He, you know, imagine acting like that was a planned family vacation. We all know a week before that, he was like, I got nothing to do for 4 days. I might just fucking go to New York. I might just go to Vegas. Fuck it. 4-day weekend. Kids. Please. So he's so fucking lost because he's like, if I Instagram my kids, I'm using them. If I don't Instagram my kids and people won't know I'm with them. It's like, your kids will. Arguably the only people it matters to in the world, your kids. Well, no. Thank you, Dime Card. I'll get to it.
I'm a big gay. A big gay. The Duke of the Duty Hole, some say.
The Duke of the Duty Hole. So this is all very convenient that he gets to use this as an excuse that the compound stuff is just too much for Gino right now, and he wouldn't feel like a good friend asking them to do it during this. But you were going to go spend a whole weekend with him during this? Okay. I make a prediction. They don't come to any of your shit. You don't go to any of their shit. And you guys never see each other again. Matter of fact, I don't think Aaron Imholt will make an appearance at any sort of live event other than his own horse shit. ever again. And this roast of Aaron Emhold is getting sadder and sadder by the day. You know, Corey Adams out. Gino and Kiki are all but out, and he knows it, and he's panicking. There's no way in fuck Chad Zumok goes. I mean, that would just, A, look fucking pathetic on Chad Zumok's part. B, Aaron can't afford it. He really can't afford it. $2,000 to bring Chad Zumok out. I know these people's finances more than they know. I know these people's finances more than they know. I'm telling you. Like, so new. And this thing is falling apart. This roast is going to be pathetic. It's going to be Matt and Johnny. I don't think any of these old hosts he's dreaming about coming are going to come. Oz, you know, Oz might come. Adrian Washington and all these fucking people. Hold on. Somebody's saying Keanu said bingo. To what? To what? I'll open the phone for Kiki only if she has something real to say, but don't call in here and go, you don't know. Because she always accuses me of not answering, and that's not it at all. I honestly don't even know what your number is. Assume it's a 917, I guess. Anyway, the point is this. Oh, yeah, she has Kiki cast tonight. Kiki cast tonight. Yeah, so anyway, the point is this. I think he's doing damage control, and he's setting up, I really feel like, what he did to Ape, what he inadvertently made Keanu and Gino do to April. Like, he, again, I think he manipulated them fully to be on his side, and even they didn't even understand they were on a show trashing April. They were part of trashing April when they weren't even really part of it. And now he's going to do the same to them. He's going to have to. He's going to have to start trashing Keanu and Gino because there is no other way this plays out. Why would they not come in August? You can't use the, I don't know. Well, let's watch the thing. Let's watch the stuff.
I kind of figured Gino and Keanu's time on the show was probably coming to an end.
Uh-oh.
Because I can tell you this, the way it looks from the outside with the compound censored deal, if I were in that situation, I wouldn't want to do Steel Toe. I wouldn't want to do other shows. I'd want to be doing nothing but focusing on getting my... Because you got to think, it's his job. It's his fuck...
Okay, what about Kiki? What about Kiki? Why isn't Kiki coming on anymore? Dude. And again, this goes against conventional wisdom of every sort. Why would you want to go? Yeah, he's starting a new show on a new platform with a whole new thing. The last thing you want to do is go on other shows and promote that. The last thing you do is want to go on other shows and try to get the word out there that you're moving or you're somewhere new or you're starting your own thing. Or you're right. You're right. Good thinking, Aaron. You want to really shut up. Tight lips.
Fucking job.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a fucking contract with the new job. If you're an employee and if you've ever worked for a company that's going through a merger, I think I had an uncle who went through one, and it is the most stressful, nerve-wracking time usually of someone's adult life because you don't know what the other company's...
Okay, so listen to this. If you're going through a merger... If your companies are like going through a merger, it's the most stressful time in your adult life. This isn't a real company. Gino Bisconte isn't making enough money to live on from Compound Media, from what I understand. Hello? I mean, hello.
Hey, nobody likes onions. It's Goro.
Oh, boy.
You know, Gino and Kiki are very stupid because they should be controversial and be like, hey, fuck that guy that took over Compound Media. We're going to talk shit about him on the Steel Toe Show while the Steel Toe Show has viewers, because soon it's not going to have viewers anymore. They don't know how to create controversy.
No, it's not even that. And look, they might get along with, you know, Kumia. It isn't Kumia's fault that his show doesn't make money.
No, Kumi is fine. It's Gavin. He needs to go after Gavin, and then people will be like, oh, shit, there's something brewing.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I don't know enough about the inner work. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know about the inner work. I'm going to shut the phone. Kiki clearly is not calling. I'm not going to pretend to know all the inner workings. I just know, I know how business works. I know how money works. I know how eyeballs on content works. And it's like, could Gino do a podcast to make enough to support Gino? Yes. Could Gino do a podcast to make enough to support Gino through a third-party entity? No, no. I'm not running the infrastructure for Gino's show and paying a staff and all that. There's not enough on the bone. Same as over here. You know, we can barely afford Doom to clip stuff. Our accounts are dry. I mean, he's 3 months backed up. Surprised he's not trashing me all over the internet. The point is, there's not enough meat on the bone of somebody like a Gino or even a Chrissy. I don't know, maybe Chrissy? To, like, warrant the infrastructure and the network and all that shit. So it's like, on their own, yeah. Yeah, on their own, they'll pay their rent. They'll live a life. But this idea that, like, the merger is so stressful and Gino's so focused on the merger. There's no stock tickers that he's watching. It's not, this isn't Wall Street. The merger, an old man moved to South Carolina and doesn't want to play boss anymore and hand out cash to people who aren't earning it. So again, we've always known Kumia doesn't like conflict, but to sit here and pretend like this is a stressful merger, one guy got guaranteed money. I guarantee you this. One guy got guaranteed money every month. Kumia. And maybe part ownership. Maybe partly owns the network. We've heard that Gino and Chrissy weren't guaranteed anything. And I guarantee, I'm telling you, his plans are to chop both of those shows. If you don't think that's true, I'm telling you it is. Anybody with any sort of business fundamentals is letting those two programs go. Sorry. We'll see.
He's going to do the other, especially if you're on the losing side. If you're on the losing side of a merger, which unfortunately Compound was, not Anthony.
Oh, I didn't know. So Kiki's got a show tonight. She doesn't want to spill it on NLO. I have no idea. Okay. No one's going to watch your show anyway. Anyway, look, I imagine, you know, the best case scenario for Kiki tonight would be telling us that April told her that he was physically abusive and that's that. The worst thing we're going to hear is, and by the way, if she does that, get ready for full-scale war. Aaron Imholt's going to start talking about Gino Bisconti like Aaron Imholt used to talk about Gino Bisconti. And what, the best thing, you know, like the best thing for Aaron is she comes out and she's like, yeah, April told me she lied in all those messages.
Hey, Pat, leave the phone line open. Keanu said she would call. Pfft.
What movie? Oh, okay, cool.
Ha! Gotcha. Another win for the toe.
I've never drank a juice box at my dad's house in my life.
I believe it.
Because now Anthony doesn't have to be bleeding.
Everything about this guy is optics based. That's just how, I just know that's all he cares about. All he cares about is what do people think and how can I control that? Oh, is that what's, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Is sweeping a reference to curling? Is sweeping about, like, when you see something coming, is it about controlling the direction it goes? Like when you sweep in curling? Because that'd be a good use of the word, too. I don't know what sweeping means. I don't use it. It's one of those cool new words all the kids are using, but I don't know how it.
Being money and spending all this money on studios and help and things like that. But, you know, Gavin, he's just getting more money. Gavin's getting more money and slashing the fuck out of a lot of jobs. And I'm starting to worry that
it is a curling reference? Sweeping under the rug. Oh. No, it's about sweeping someone's dirt. It works in a lot of ways.
Gavin's starting to take the
opinion. It's about janitors, mods, protecting their employers' buddies. Got it. Okay.
Opinion that he can keep Anthony and keep almost all of that money.
Yep.
And he doesn't really need to offer anything to anybody else. It can be the Gavin Anthony show over at Compound Censored.
Yep.
So then how, like, if you keep Gino on and stuff, so then what they have to do, like, the super chats and that kind of stuff, and it, just kind of earn their...
It sounds like Gavin is, I'm not going to say playing hardball, I think Gavin is just using the leverage that he very clearly has. Gavin knocked out Compound, so that's one less place you can go. And there's not a lot of pay up front podcasting networks. There's not a lot of places that give you a job and pay you.
There are hundreds of pay up front podcasting networks. Oh my God. Hundreds. You've never heard of a million of them. There are so many podcast companies paying big bucks to podcasters. Nobody listens to them. I don't know anybody who listens to them, but boy, oh boy, is there big money flying around.
You usually have some kind of advertising credit or a promo code credit or, like Johnny said, super chats or something like that. So when we first heard about this Compound Media merger, it was, all the staff is gone, but Chrissy and Gino are aboard.
Right.
And then last week,
the only reason I know is because I do consulting for a lot of companies. I know everybody thinks I have one job. I consult for podcast companies all over the world. There's a million of them and they have so much money. They don't even know. They don't even know how much money they have. You tell them something's $400 an hour. They're like, all right.
We heard, well, we're working on contracts for Chrissy and Gino. We're working on deals. And then Gavin started bringing up promo codes and subscriber sharing and or do we do salary or do we do super chats?
Now, again, by Aaron's own admission, he hasn't even talked to Gino about the deal because he wants to leave Gino alone, not because they're not friends. He wants to leave Gino alone. But he has no problem going off and speculating about this. It's very weird what he's willing to speculate on. And what he's not willing to speculate on.
It started to sound weird to me. And as I, you know, the communications that I had with mostly Keanu, because Gino's fucking going through this thing. So I just kind of let him know I'm here for you if you need anything, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Was that, this is a fucking stressful time. For not only for Gino, but for Keanu. I mean, you think about it. They're getting married, and now this fucking thing happens. And now everything's up in the air. You have no idea what the fuck you're going to do or what, you know, your fate is kind of in someone else's hands as well. So
you used to have a job with a steady income, and now that income is in question.
Yeah. Like I said, going through a merger is one of the most stressful times of a lot of people's adult lives, because the first thing you think when you're coming into the company that absorbed the other one is you go, am I fucking out of here?
He acts like they like turned in their key cards and like got the new badge for the new company and had to go to HR and wade through the benefits package. And it's not this isn't real. This is two old men who employ like three other old men. This isn't Sears merging with Menards. Remember Sears?
The reason all those producers got fired is because Gavin called them, quote, economic redundancies. And look, Garrett and Steve and Luby and all of them, they're great. They're awesome.
Luby.
But that doesn't mean
they are a little redundant.
That doesn't mean Gavin's wrong. And that's the thing. Like, I keep looking at this compound censored thing, and I look at it through two lenses, my friend lens and the business lens.
What's your fucking business lens? How much did your wife make? How much is the goal coming down? Why do you overspend? Why aren't you good with numbers? Business lens. Break it. Break it. Hire a guy. You don't have a business lens. Business lens, you're not good with numbers and you overspend. Your business lens is unfocused at best. Recalibrate my business lens. Is this the one you burn ants with? Fuck.
In a business lens, Gavin is doing everything right. He's bringing in a shitload more money for his company.
In a business lens.
And he's cutting out all the expense. That's the fucking way to do it. And I'm sure in Gavin's mind right now, he's going, I wonder if I don't keep, if I don't give Chrissy money and I don't give Gino money, will I lose in subscribers what I would have paid them in money? And if Gavin believes, no, I wouldn't, then Gavin doesn't have a whole lot of motivation to offer anybody jack shit.
If they take a look at Gino's program and determine that it doesn't make as much money as they spend on it, then they probably shouldn't have it. I learned that in business school. More money out than come in mean bad. Don't do.
I don't mean to be a dick about it, but Gavin's kind of right in that regard. Like, Gino and Chrissy are awesome and stuff, but they are, again, they were...
But what everyone's been screaming about them not having fans or being profitable is true.
Part of the deal, like, you came on to Compound for Anthony's show every day.
Right.
And then the other stuff was always right. just kind of barely, right. and I'm gone.
Right.
Didn't sell.
Right.
That's not why this deal took shit canning everybody. Gavin had lots of companies in his day, at least a handful of them. Network yesterday doing a show, and this thing would have been figured out.
It's not going well for them.
Do you now? And then Chrissy and Gino, I don't know if they talked this out with Gavin. I don't know if they discussed this.
But I will speculate it on it ad nauseum. As long as it's not about me, I'll talk mad shit.
I don't know if them doing In Hot Water and The Wet Spot on YouTube yesterday was something they discussed with Gavin. Or it was something they just decided to do on their own. If it's something they discussed with Gavin, okay, great. Maybe Gavin wanted to give him a like an audition thing and be like, let's see what kind of numbers this is going to do for my network. Or if those two were like, hey, I don't have a fucking deal yet. I'm a little pissed off about it, which they have a right to be. I'm doing my fucking show.
Check, check. Okay, this is him trying to start a fight. He doesn't know anything, and he's trying to drive a wedge here and start shit for Gino and Kiki. Like, why? Why? Dude, they did a show on YouTube. Imagine if Gavin didn't okay that, and they were just like, fuck Gavin, we're doing a show. And then Gavin's going to be pissed, and they're going to be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Look, I don't know if they got the okay to do this or not, but, like, if they did, fine. But, like, what if they didn't? What if they didn't? Oh, my God. This guy's a piece of shit. Again, I don't know what Kiki knows. I don't know what Gino knows, but I'm telling you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a guy start to position April, Gino, and Kiki as unreliable, you know, and hopefully he'll be like, look, I got nothing bad to say about those guys. I wish him the best. I'm moving on. If they want to believe what they want to believe, I'm moving. Hopefully he keeps it that, you know, amicable. But I'm telling you what I see. He is gearing up to fight everyone. Everyone's wrong. Everyone's wrong. Oh, no, my OBS just dropped. Come on, Internet. Come on, Internet. This would be the worst. We've got to get her back. Let's go, Net. And we're back. And we're back. Good job, Internet. Good job. We'll be about 30 seconds behind now, but you'll live with it.
As most of you know, I like to look at the world through my business lens. Cost of goods greater than revenue. Sure, yeah. Whatever that means. Want to see my books? Well, they're not ready yet. The books come out at random times. No one knows when. Right. What did April make? We're waiting to find out.
Man, this guy's dumb as shit. All these Holtes look like untrainables.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you do that. If that, I don't know Gavin very well. I don't know if that pisses Gavin off.
Wow. So again, this is just complete bullshit. Wow. I wouldn't do that if I were them. I don't know Gavin, and I don't know if this happened, but I wouldn't have done it if I were me. Like, what? I don't know if Gavin would be mad about that, and I don't know if they had a deal in place, and I don't really know what their agreement is, and I don't know if they got approval, but I don't know if that was a good idea, and I don't know if this will blow up the bite them in the ass. This could be really bad for them. This could really suck for these guys if it gets out from me that they're fucking him over from me. If it gets out that I said that. Clip this. It's like, what?
Or if that's a good idea. I don't know.
Not a good idea, guys. And then he's, you know, then he sets himself up. So whatever Keanu comes out with tonight, ooh, everybody will be watching. JK, we'll all catch it later on Stalin 19 or My Lost Interest. But, you know, whatever, he's in a great position now to turn fully on them. If Keanu says anything out of line, he already said last night, if they come out and believe anything April says, they're fucking idiots. I'm done. So he's already in a little tantrum mode. Remember, we just asked questions. We're like, April says you were physically abusive. And his response to that was, I'm going to kill myself. You guys want me to kill myself?
It's kind of like Ricada going on streams and talking about his case. It's like, I know you want to. I know that's your big motivation, but you got a lot riding on this. So you don't want to say the wrong thing.
You hear that, Kiki? Hear that, Gino? You guys are like Ricada. Watch it.
Right. And if they go on and do their shows, though, like, is that going to be a problem? Like, is Gavin going to have a problem with that just because they went out?
That's what he just said, Johnny. That's what he just fucking said. Great insight. That's what he just mumbled for 12 minutes. Johnny's take on it was, yeah, and if they do their shows, is Gavin going to be mad? Thanks, Johnny. Thank you. Fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
And if you're not paying them and they're not doing shows on your network at the time, does it really
screw? Dude, what if Gavin isn't impressed by the numbers?
Yeah, that way I'd be worried about that.
You know,
yeah, you should be. That's been my argument the whole time. Where are the fans? Where are they? I know. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. You just can't see them. They're behind that Compound Media paywall. Right. Right. Not even one of the thousands came out to watch the show on YouTube? 50? 100?
But if I go on there and Gavin was like, oh, if this show does 1,000 people, I'm going to be thrilled. And that, you know, but if it does 200 or 300, you go, well, you know, I'll offer them a promo code deal, you know? And if they can bring those...
It's not a good deal for shows Gino's side, because you get a promo code deal, you have to do your show exclusively on Compound Censored. Okay, now you have no discoverability because you can't do shows on YouTube. But you don't have a big enough fan base where you're ever going to make real money. Again, sorry, I doubt Gino was making enough money to live in New York City from Compound Media. Sorry. It's tight. And I'm not, like, I don't know what, 50 grand? I'm just saying, is that enough to live in New York City? No. It ain't. I done live there. So, but there's no way in hell Gavin's going to hand over what Kumia was paying Gino. Because what Kumia was paying Gino isn't worth it. And Gino's not going to like to hear that. But again, it's what I said. You really got to build your own fan base up yourself on YouTube and give yourself all the money. That's the answer. You're going to let Gavin skim off your already small audience? Don't do it. Both Chrissy and Gino should run. Kumia doesn't even really need him. I guarantee you got a sweet deal in ownership of the platform.
300 people at 10 bucks a month, and I give them a 50%. Promo code split, they can have the $1,500. I don't know, like I said, Gavin's a better business people than all of us. I don't have a lot of insight into how he would feel about that, but you know, it You hear me talking about? I'm getting stressed out just talking about it on behalf of two people
and
I'm friends with.
To do with.
I was laughing when you were paying them $100 to do your show. You don't make enough. This is what I'm talking about. It's like you're all dumb at business. You're all bad at math.
You.
It has nothing to do with me, and it's stressing me the fuck out just talking about it like this. So,
remember when he was going to bring like 9 people out on $4,000 worth of ticket sales for his stupid roast?
I can't imagine the stress and pressure that...
Imagine Kiki and Gino staying with Aaron in his empty house. No April. I want you to really imagine this, Kiki. You and your fucking husband just in this sad man's house. No kids, no April, just him making you watch movies, him serving you overspiced chicken and mashed potatoes, giving you pro tips like dip the chicken in the potatoes if you don't like the spice.
Gino and Keanu are going through. I would assume that the Compound Media, like in their relationship, Compound Media was the biggest paycheck in the house.
For sure. For sure. But, like, you gotta know that was coming to an end.
Probably.
And go to any American family and say, we're taking away the biggest paycheck in your house.
Income.
And then ask them, hey, would you like to get up early Friday morning and help out your buddy? They'd be like, I don't have any fucking time to give to that shit. Absolutely fucking not.
If you merge me now, you take away the biggest check we make. Ooh, Compound, please don't go.
And so I totally understand. Then, of course, when it comes to the bullshit and the horse shit,
Anthony,
as it's
I
called. You know, somebody texted me this morning, Slampiece texted me this morning and said, do you think that they believe that bullshit?
Slampiece texted me this morning. Do you think they believe that bullshit? Imagine Slampiece not. There's a new clip on our clip channel of me showing Aaron Imholt lying about cocaine and swinging exactly the same way he's lying about this. Can you imagine believing that? These people, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to believe that. I'm sorry you have to make that up. These false things about me. It's the same exact script.
Or do you think they just don't want the smoke? And I go, I love these two. I think they're great.
So she asked, do you think they believe that shit? And his answer was, I love these two. I think they're great. They'd have to be retarded to believe I could hurt a fly. I'm definitely not proven to be one of the more... psycho manipulative people on the internet.
I 100% believe.
Why are there 9,000 shows and a Kiwi Farms thread dedicated to me? Just for doing a fun, cool show? Or can everyone see through me but Kiki?
It's that they don't want the smoke.
They don't want the smoke. Steel Toe Show brings too much smoke. Hold on. You don't want the smoke. You hate the internet and you want to run back to do radio. You don't want the smoke.
And I fucking get that 100%. I mean, for $100 a week, for $100 a show, you think that they want to take that kind of smoke while they're going through this fucking merger thing?
Okay, so you got to watch Johnny, because when he said for $100 a show, you got to watch Johnny's face like, that's what you pay me. It's actually more than you pay me.
At 100%. I mean, for $100 a week, for $100 a show, you think that they want to take that?
He goes, you think they want to take that for $100 a show? And this is weeks after Johnny left the show crying 6 times. And then he has to tack on while they're going through that. You think anybody wants to do this for $100 a show? Go through all that while they're the merger. I mean, while the merger's going on, of course. Anybody will do it normally. That's good money.
For $100 a week? For $100 a show? You think that they want to take that kind of smoke while they're going through this fucking merger thing? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You think Johnny wants to do it while he's going through this? What, does he have AIDS? Yeah.
So, therefore...
I'm working all week now.
No. They informed me yesterday.
Johnny goes, I'm working all week now.
Yesterday, like,
he's going to be the only guy left. And then when he dies, it's going to be sad. And he's going to constantly go, if Johnny was here, he'd tell you I didn't rape that woman.
Look, we can't do the show. And I said, Jesus Christ, I fucking understand. Gino,
they said, we can't do the show. Again, by his own admission, they need more money. They need money now more than ever. And Kiki's not going to do the show anymore. Why? Why? You said yourself your chemistry was magical. Why would you let her throw this away? It's not like Kiki has a show that's popular. Why are you going to let her walk away from this magic duo? You didn't let April walk away from it. You got down on one knee. Now, I know you can't do that with Kiki, but why let her throw it away? This magic.
Apologize. And I'm like, I texted him. I said, don't you dare apologize.
Don't you dare. I should be kicking you off the show.
As you have nothing. I was Joe Gould in Cinderella Man. I was, Jesus Christ, Gino. What in the hell do you have to be sorry?
I immediately texted them a video of me doing an impression of a movie clip.
Before.
Being Italian?
Well, I mean, God makes mistakes. Look at the platypus. So.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. Are they hack?
So that brings up the other part of this, which is, I kind of thought that I would end up losing those two on the show the closer we got to the wedding. Because what you have to understand, and Keanu said it once, and she was spot on about this. People thought I would get upset.
Keanu's one of the, Keanu and Chad are two of the smarter people in this community.
About this, she was right. Gino and Keanu's presence on this show was always temporary.
Now, I don't know if I believe that. I believe he might have told them that, but he wanted them permanent. He's actually said before that Gino owns Fridays over at Steel Toe. He said that. Like, Fridays are Gino's. You know, Rumble Fridays and Steel Toe with Gino is like, they're like, I mean, you couldn't separate the two if you tried. If you tried. And, you know, it's like, I think it was May. He said, like, starting next month, these guys go to $100 a week salary. We're finally going to kick them up to $100 a week, everybody. We did it. We did it. Thanks for leaving, April. Thank you. And now he's going, like, they were always temporary. That's why we moved them to salary.
Yeah. Having them at $100 a week, they were doing me a favor. April left the show.
No shit. I do agree with you on that, but I don't think you ever wanted it to stop. I think you wanted to lull them in. You thought it would go great, and you'd make the audience, like, love Kiki and Gino. The fact is, you don't have an audience. They don't like you. So they're not going to like Kiki and Gino. Matter of fact, again, they probably like Kiki and Gino better. But, like, this idea that, like, I got to go on Steel Toe so that I can get some of his fans, they're taken. They're spoken for. I got them. I got him. Confirmed.
Show abruptly, as Patrick Melton said, she...
Whoa! Somebody's ears are burning. Listen to this.
April left the show abruptly, as Patrick Melton said, she's suicidal because of the internet.
I said that? I don't want to repeat myself, but play a clip. Play a clip.
Well, she also wanted to stay at the Ricadas all the time. So, you know, what are you going to do? Can't be here to do the show. Didn't give a shit about
potato,
it.
Potato.
Didn't give a fuck about
it. Ooh. He is coping hard right now because he's vibrating. You got to watch this leg under the table. This dude's vibrating.
What are you going to do? Can't be here to do the show.
Look at that leg.
Didn't give a fuck about it.
Look at this leg right here.
It's fine. Whatever. It is the past.
Holy shit.
But they came aboard and helped me out.
Anyway, as Patrick Melton said. She had to fucking leave the internet. It's fine. Sorry, I'm vibrating.
Oh, big time. For 3 fucking months. I mean, how many people do you know who say to you, hey, man, I'm going to help you out because you're going through a tough time, and then give you 3 fucking months of help and great shows, by the way.
Why does he always have to look away when he lies?
You 3 fucking months of help and great shows, by the
way. It's like he can't even look at himself when he lies. Look at that.
The way. And getting through the most treacherous portion of Steel Toe ever. I mean, those two deserve nothing but a giant round of applause and a heaping pat on the back for the fucking charity that they did this program.
Wait for it.
All I wanted to know from them yesterday, and hopefully I find out today.
Did you answer him yet? Did he find out yet?
Are
you going to go my way?
They still doing August 10th? Cause
No. They are not. Again, I don't know. Hit the like button for this. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if Gino and Kiki know it yet, what they're doing. I don't know if Aaron knows if they've told him anything yet. Yet I know they're not going. I know it. I'm saying it. I'm calling it. You know what? I woke up yesterday. I realized I'm in a dream, and whatever I imagine happens. So I'm just saying it. I'm just going to say it, and then it's going to happen. They're not coming. They're not coming. Why? We're hearing it here. They're doing me a favor. Now, Kiki and Gino, he doesn't believe this at all. And by the way, he's right. He's got a bigger show than you. He makes more money than you, and he's doing better than you. So he is, while he pretends to suck your dick and kiss your ass, the great Gino Bisconti, he thinks you're shit. And he's right, in a way. You got 100 people watching. He does get 500. Yeah, 300 some today. Anyway, the point is this. He gets way more. And he knows he's bigger. He knows he's better. He knows he makes more money. And this is a tactic he uses with Chad and with other people he's manipulating and using. He's going to build you up. They were doing me a favor. I mean, for Gino to stoop down so low and come over here and help the toe for 100 a week. I mean, really, that was just him bowing down to help. Gino doesn't make any money! Isn't that the song? Anyway, that's true. Gino doesn't make any money, and Aaron knows that. These guys do need to come over for the $100 drip, believe it or not. Especially now. That's why this doesn't play. This, like, they're too busy to come over now and get 100 measly dollars. They ain't. But if they're smart, they're building their own thing. If they're smart, they're building their own thing.
We're a month away. I'll be honest. If they canceled August 10th, that would be a real horseshit move.
It would be a real horseshit move.
They've given me no indication that they are.
It's a month out. It's plenty of time to cancel. Also, one would argue, and hey, Gino, Kiki, soft timeout. One would argue he doesn't give a fuck about you. Again, let's go to the thing. Let's go to the poster, can we? Eventbrite, is it? I mean, where are you on this? Where are you on that? He has 2 pictures of fire in a square. By the way, not even lined up or the same size. Your name's not even on this. Your name's not even on this quote-unquote bink flyer. Your name's not in the title. Aaron brings friends, people he paid to show up, and both to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Steel Toe. I want to ask you about Hackamania. You know, and I can still throw that up. What was this about? Me? No, I wanted everyone in this to feel like they were a part of it. That's why all their names are on it and their pictures and the lineup, and they were posted. It wasn't about me. Ask everyone there. I kept telling everyone that. That's why I didn't have time to hang out with everyone. I want everyone else's shit to go great. He's throwing himself a roast. This is the most self-filleting fucking thing ever. You know, so like, you're not even mentioned on here, dog. Cancel what? Cancel what? Aaron brings friends. Okay. Okay. The effort is ridiculous. The planning is ridiculous. You guys gonna go sit in his sad little house? Ugh. Ugh. So this is fucking pathetic. Just Aaron's lonely. Aaron doesn't have friends, and Aaron needs social proof. So won't you pay to come hang out with him? Won't you pay to come out and hang out with him and play cornhole and take photos with him? Show everybody he has friends. Kiefer Sutherland, Heart of Sight Michael, Gino is dumb and finished. Save Kiki from herself. I don't even know that. I just know that, like, going and being part of a network, Kumia was giving him charity. Fact.
I will say this in advance. It would be a fucking horseshit move because we've already sold more than half the tickets.
It'd be a horseshit move if you guys back out. I will say this. That would be horseshit. Ooh. Setting them up. I'm telling you. If they don't come out for this, it's over with Aaron. He will turn, he will burn, and he will come after what you earn. Mark it down. I rhymed.
It's going to sell out, and we're literally 30 days away.
And you guys are the headliners on the poster, and your name's at the top of the event, and I've been telling everybody you were going to be there. So it'd be really fucked if you guys didn't show. Oh, wait. Actually, I just said... people Aaron knows will be there.
I still haven't gotten any of those videos yet that I need to be.
I'm working on that. The compound thing kind of fucked it up.
So Johnny's editing a promo video for the event that's 30 days away, and he's waiting on Aaron to get him the videos. Now, has Aaron been busy with the company doing math? Has Aaron been busy sending out gift cards, or are we still backed up at the embroiderer? Whatever happened to that? We never hear about the merch anymore. No, Aaron's been at the lake. Aaron's been learning how to dip food in mashed potatoes.
Now it's like, yeah, none of the compound people are going
to
do
it. It's given me more time to make like the intro banners and stuff to put in there. So I just have to.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we'll put it up. We'll put the promo video up probably the week before. It's going to sell out, so.
To edit it all together.
I'll ask. I've got my list here. I'll ask Alex pretty soon here.
Yeah, take your time. The event's in 30 days. Kiki, why don't you guys want to get on a plane? First of all, everyone for Hackamania in May, at the end of May, had their tickets in February. But these guys don't have plane tickets yet. They don't have accommodation. They don't have a rundown. They don't have... I'll think about talking to that guy soon about something.
We'll get a... I just have to get a cameo from Cornette.
Listen to that. They're doing event planning live on the show.
Yeah.
A Stuttering John one would be fun.
So they want to order cameos from people to wish Steeltoe a happy 10.
I'll reach out.
Not going to be able to make it out, we got to get one from Zumok.
Zumok, yeah. Jesse P.S. will be an easy one to get.
Yeah. Jesse's my best friend now.
I think Kevin Brennan will do it. Yeah, we'll.
Yeah, Kevin's down.
We'll have probably
This is one of the funny. This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Mostly because this is a professional broadcaster / comedian, so he should know a lot about timing and like how long things take. And you know, comics have this inbuilt clock, like do 5 minutes, do 10 minutes, what that feels like. Yeah, they might not nail it, but you can like, you know what, about what, how much time stuff takes.
Keep that to maybe 5 or 6, because that could be a lot to play.
Yeah, it depends on how.
So now the first cope is that let's only get like five cameos because we can't have too many. Everybody wants to wish Steel Toe a happy birthday, and we can't really do it. So we got to really limit it to the hard hitters like Stuttering John and KB. You know, the Steel Toe regulars.
How long they go? If they each only go for like a couple minutes, then it'll be easy.
I was thinking 2 minutes for each, 1 to 2 minutes for each one.
So this is what I'm talking about. He wants him to go 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time. So in between people roasting, he wants to have cameos of people like going, hey, Steel Toe, 10 years of doing it, and you know, like a little roast. Let me show you how long 2 minutes is for a cameo. Let's just count her down. Hey, Steel Toe, happy 10th anniversary. Hi to everybody at the live Steel Toe event. Sorry I couldn't be there, but I guess I don't know how else to say it. It's not worth coming out to the middle of Minnesota to see Aaron. There are no good hotels. Minnesota sucks. Then you got to drive like an hour and a half from the airport to see this fucking loser. Be honest. You're all locals there. Enjoy yourselves. But no, just kidding, Aaron. Happy anniversary. Congrats on everything. Thanks so much for doing the show. We're all big fans, and we're all wishing you the best over here from Nobody Likes Onions. To you. All right, they're like, you still got a minute 20. It's like, yeah, and okay, well, yeah, so I just, you know, you've been doing it for so long, 10 years. Whew, when you look at the scope of time and really think about it, you know, whew, it's so long to be doing a show, and you've done it, and boy, look how far you've come. From the radio to being lonely by yourself. 40 more seconds. Fuck. So, yeah. So, good luck. And we're wishing the best to you. And from me to you, to you, from me to you, to from me to you, we wish the toe onward and upward to find a new. You're the time with. Wish you the best. And you always earned it. And you always knew when you had it and earned it. So good luck, toe. We nailed it. Do you see how long that is? Do you see how fucking long 2 minutes is? Painful. Painful, painful stuff. He's like, yeah, we'll have everybody do 2 minutes. Imagine KB.
Should be doable.
Yeah, and we'll do five of them. One in between each performer, and then off we go.
Off we go. This thing plans itself. I don't know why I'm even putting this much energy into planning it. This thing is pretty much planned and done.
So, yeah, that's that's the story of Gino and Keanu.
That's the story. I don't know anything. The story is they're quitting my show, and if they leave me in a lurch for my roast, they're really pieces of shit. That's the story.
I know I wouldn't want to be in that compound censored situation. It sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Can you imagine when two big companies merge like that? Just straightening out the dental plans.
Because if you listen to the two sides talk, it just sounds like they're way far apart on what each other wants. So,
and then I'm over here like, hey, Gavin, you know, when it comes to like doing a show on the cheap, like, I mean, I don't know. I've been at it for a while.
And Gavin's just fucking him because these idiots think they're like in negotiations. Again, I'm telling you, he's dumping you. So the fact that we're 2 weeks out from you finding out when you were leaving and you guys don't have a plan. You guys, I mean, it sounds like Gino doesn't even have a microphone.
Why don't you bring a little Steel Toe over this whole thing?
I'll be honest. If I'm Gavin right now, I'm just counting those compound subs and counting the money that rolls in from those compound subs, and I'm trying to spend as little money on any compound people as possible.
Yeah, but we're not compound people, so that could work.
I'm just saying he doesn't want to throw out any money.
You don't have any fans either, Aaron.
If he doesn't right. have to.
I'm not kidding. If Aaron went behind the censored TV paywall, I'd probably never see him again. I probably never watch him again.
If enough people want to watch just Gavin Ant, and he can take in extra money for his company, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, the whole company started
what
with Anthony anyway.
What are you going to
do? The whole
do?
Thing was Anthony. I mean, everything else that kind of came out. I mean, technically, don't get me wrong. You guys do shows. You are a PR department.
Yeah. And also, like, having a PR department goes against Anthony's whole vibe, which is get what I think Gavin. No. I think Gavin's going to run that place well. The only problem I have is I want my friends to be able to prosper.
I want my friends to be able to. They weren't prospering before. There's nowhere in Gino's apartment he can do a show where Kiki's not in the background doing her homework. It's like.
And I want my friends to get a good deal. And I feel like what Gavin's looking to do and what I would like to see for my friends, I feel like those two are not
going to line up.
Yeah. I feel like those two.
We know. Catch up.
Concepts are clashing at the moment. So Gino would say it's 75%. Now, I'm going to say it's 65% the compound censored stuff and 35% they don't want any smoke from any false bullshit.
Okay, hold on. I'm going
to say it would Keanu clashing at the moment. So Gino, Keanu, not doing the show on Thursdays and Fridays, I would say it's 75%. Now, I'm going to say it's 65% the compound censored stuff, and 35% they don't want any smoke from any false bullshit.
If it's false, why would they get smoke? Again, if it was the Lance News Network running around saying you beat your wife, nobody would even pay attention to it. April said you did it. April. Again, he won't ever repeat this fact on his show. He'll never address this fact. He has to spin it and put it through other frames all day long. He never will address this. It's not false. April, the woman you physically assaulted, said you did it. The woman you physically assaulted said you did it. No fault, no third party, no false anything. You're not under any order to not talk about this. Your ex-wife said you assaulted her. If it was false, why would it have any bearing on them doing your show? The reason it's having a bearing is because it has a little bit of truth, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Why would it be half the reason they're not coming around anymore? By your own admission, because of the false stuff. Yeah, they quit because Gino and Kiki quit the show because somebody posted on Reddit that I fuck my dog. And like, yeah, I mean, that's so insane. Of course I don't fuck my dog. But yeah, they just don't want the heat from it. So they're quitting the show. Imagine, you wouldn't take it that easy. You'd be like, what the fuck, guys? I don't fuck my dog. Like, you're leaving the show? Because it, like, guys. Come on. But no, this one, it's like, yeah, they're leaving the show because like something came out from my ex-wife saying that I hit her. She says that I hit her and they don't want the heat from it. And that's understandable. You know, it is a message from my ex-wife saying that I assaulted her. So that's understandable, man. I get it. Yeah, you can't really argue with that. It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing.
That's out there about me. And that... By the way, that doesn't mean that your friends don't have your back.
Just means your ex-wives that you beat don't.
That means, you know, sometimes you got to remember, sometimes your friends not saying anything publicly is supporting you.
That's why April hasn't come forward. By being quiet and not coming out and clearing his name, she's telling us that it's false. By Gino and Kiki leaving the show, they're standing in solidarity with him. Got it.
Sometimes your friends not, because you got to remember, they were friends with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to believe part of A side story, part of B side story.
Ooh. April and B, the bitch.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
And they want it. You want to play the middle as a friend. You know, there's an old saying in things like this. There are two sides. Their side, your side, and the truth.
There's an old saying.
You know, and
that's
three. There. What did I say? Two. I said two, didn't I?
There's
three. That's what they said. The old saying is there are three sides. One side, their side, and the truth. I will just say again, if you ever think I've put my hands on a woman in a violent and threatening manner, you're out of your fucking mind. And I got.
As a matter of fact, they're the ones who grab my bony hips and thrust.
No time for you.
I don't got no time. I block anyone who asks if I've ever beat a woman.
But some,
I mean, he'll do it to dudes and cripples all the time.
I mean, I'll headbutt the fuck out of Matt and Johnny. I always find
but we
that
if, fucking like it.
If I whip Johnny's legs, I'm not really committing any crimes because who gives a shit, you know? It's his legs. What am I going to do? Break them?
God's already attacked him. Why don't you?
But like sometimes when your friends don't say anything publicly, that's them getting your back.
No, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Chappelle has a famous joke about this. Like, what are you talking about? Sometimes when you're accused of violently assaulting your wife, your friends who know both you and your wife will just be quiet about it and not take anybody's side. And that's them taking my side and proving that I didn't do it. I don't know what you guys' problem is. I don't know what you guys' problem is. Executive producer for today, Brian Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk? Thank you very much. And again, to all the July people, I don't know why the graphic will not play. Bone in the Carbarian, North Idaho Pest Control, Flimsy Greenberg, DK Drive-By, Tiff, Dr. Cream Jeans, Dan, Jason Bentley, Ginny G, Anonymous, Ricky Bev, Shane M1980, Chip Galloway, Baloney Factory, Wizard Nug 2, George, Dr. Cream Jeans, already said that, Letty Let, April LaRue, Big Salad Man, Misfit, 7Dub7, Reels, did I say George? Panhandler, Father Joe, Sector NS5RD, Bob Sacamano, Slicks 96, Mr. Nobody, Shit Show, Mike Cutts, Brian Kowalczyk. I think that's it. Thank you to all those people. I have to cut the show a little short today, and we'll be back. There may even be one tomorrow. There may even be one tomorrow. I got to do some bonus stuff for you guys. We did one last night, and you should check that out if you haven't had a chance to check it already. But, you know, Kiki's got the big show tonight, huh? Kiki's got the big show tonight. Can't wait. Can't wait. Just kidding. I'll watch a clip. I'll probably watch a clip. Thank you so much for watching and being a part of the program. Doofus Duff, what is it? Doofus Diff, thank you for joining. That's very nice. And Policy Bang? Scylla Cyborg. Scylla Cyborg, sorry. Policy Bang? Oh, God. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Kiki will come out and defend Aaron by saying nothing. Yeah, sometimes when you come out and don't say anything, that's your friends really, truly having your back.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that mellow point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road.
Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him, like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called in, he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me for the sake of some laughs. And the worst part was when he fucked your mother straight in the ass.
Well, I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. A question posed, the stupid hoes that don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss, are you high on cigarettes?
Well, I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. A question posed, the stupid hoes that don't get it yet. Excuse me, bitch, are you high on cigarettes?